The troops, God bless America, WCBM.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The largest monthly rise in gas prices in 6 decades triggered a sharp spike in inflation last month. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 3.3% in March from a year ago. Month over month, prices were up 0.9% in March from February and was the largest such increase in almost 4 years. President Trump complains Iran not holding up its end of the deal when it comes to allowing ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. The waterway remains under control of the Iranian military and vessel traffic has slowed to a trickle. Security? Super tight in the Pakistani capital ahead of tomorrow's high-stakes U.S.-Iran peace talks.
Pakistan has imposed sweeping security measures across Islamabad ahead of crucial talks between the United States and Iran scheduled for this weekend, with authorities placing the capital on high alert amid heightened diplomatic sensitivity. A 3-kilometer radius surrounding the Serena Hotel in Islamabad has been sealed off, with all access routes blocked as both the U.S. and Iranian delegations are expected to stay there during the negotiations. Officials said the arrangements go beyond standard protocols for high-profile visits, with enhanced airspace surveillance and emergency response teams placed on standby. Bernie Bennett reporting.
First Lady Melania Trump says she had no ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, nor any knowledge of his crimes.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect.
The First Lady at a White House news conference. The Artemis II astronauts, homeward bound, scheduled to splash down in the Pacific off Southern California tonight, shortly after 8 o'clock Eastern. The Dow futures are down 2 points. NASDAQ futures up 68. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an Elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Ongoing geopolitical tensions in the Middle East and beyond continue to shake global markets. Gold has responded by climbing to new highs as a proven safe haven against inflation. Silver follows strong, offering even more protection for diversified portfolios. Call True Gold Republic at 800-300-GOLD for your free guide on protecting your retirement. No obligation, just information. Consult your tax professional before investing. Call 800-300-4653. That's 800-300-GOLD.
Good morning. Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. Beginning at 10 tonight and continuing until 5 Monday morning, parts of the BW Parkway will be shut down so crews can prepare to demolish the Annapolis Road Bridge. The State Highway Administration says the southbound BW Parkway and ramps will be closed between Route 100 and Route 32 this weekend. Next weekend, the work will take place on the northbound BW Parkway. Detours will be posted, and drivers can use 95, Route 1, or 97 to get around the closures. And Fox 45 reports that Prince George's County Executive Aisha Braveboy spoke with 7 News on the recent developments within the county. The first topic of discussion was the recent sale of the former Six Flags site in Bowie. When asked about the sale, Braveboy shared her excitement that the property was bought by a team that included Prince George's native Kevin Durant. And lawmakers in the House and Senate have passed a measure that would prohibit the manufacture, sale, and transfer of certain machine gun convertible pistols starting January 1st. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. So what's your advice for those thinking about selling this year?
Hey, Sean, great to see you. It's obvious that the market is moving quickly, so the best advice is don't take any chances with the average agent. If you want to sell your home for the most money, get it guaranteed in writing upfront. Sellers who have been listening for a while know that I have upfront written guarantees for every situation, but may not know I serve the entire Baltimore metro area and surrounding counties, as well as lower PA. Let me show you how I sell 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more than the average agent. So on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket. My upfront written guarantee is simple. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
Simple and straightforward. Call or text right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Birds back home tonight to start a six-game homestand. The Giants are in for three, beginning at 7:15. Diamondbacks follow next week. Shane Boz makes his third start tonight opposite Landon Roop. Manager Albernaz was asked after the White Sox series if he was happy where his team stands right now at 6-6.
No need to panic after a tough series in Pittsburgh. You know, our guys just keep their head down and day one approach every single day. Show up to the field, continue to get better and compete.
Near perfect weather conditions at Augusta National yesterday as the 90th edition of the Masters Tournament teed off, and defending champ Rory McIlroy took full advantage, shooting a 5-under par 67, placing him in a tie for the lead with Sam Burns. McIlroy tees off at 144 this afternoon. Two-time champ Scotty Scheffler is 3-back at 2-under, and he tees off at 10:19 in the morning. Coming up in 30 minutes, what the Ravens players think of Declan Doyle's offense. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Bright and sunny again today, and a little milder actually, with highs headed for the low 70s. Tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. More sunshine on Saturday with highs in the spring-like upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Westminster, 45 in Easton, and 48 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. You made it to the weekend. Congratulations to all of you. And now, you know what? Just put your feet up and relax. Turn the volume up, listen to Kim Plasick Live until noon today, and then listen to Rob Carson after that. Yeah, you got an easy day ahead of you, a really easy day. We got lots to talk about. As I mentioned to Sean Casey just a minute ago, President Trump went scorched earth on the anti-Israel influencers. Now, you're probably thinking, what is an anti-Israel influencer? It's exactly what you think it is. It's those influencers that they have podcasts that are somewhat, you know, very popular. But whenever anything goes wrong, they blame Israel. I know it sounds crazy. When anything goes wrong, they blame the Jewish community. It's wild. Now, are you thinking, you know, when things go well in a positive front, are they saying, oh, well, this is thanks to Israel? No. That has nothing to do with Israel. You see, so they're anti-Israel podcasters. We're going to get into his true social post. Also at the White House, Melania Trump, an impromptu press conference about the Epstein files, and she wanted to address some of the haters, I guess, out there that is trying to claim that she had more involvement in what she really did. Of course, that's according to Melania Trump. So we'll get into that. I thought it was interesting because we did find out that she had this press conference without talking to her husband first, and that is our president, right? So so that's pretty interesting, but we'll get into a little bit of it. I think in total is about 6 minutes. We have about, you know, close to 2 minutes to play for you here, but if you want to look at the entire presser, it's floating around online. Also at 9:35 a.m., we'll be joined on the line by CD6 candidate Chris Burnett. Remember, he has some expertise there in the Middle East, and he reaches out all the time, and I appreciate that, to make sure that I know what's going on as well. As I told you guys, look, I'm not going to pretend to know anything about foreign policy
or, you know, military operations. I'm not going to pretend to do it. I know some people do, but I won't do that. And so Chris Burnett will call in, and we'll talk to him at 9:35 a.m. Really, I want to know what these negotiations are going to look like in Pakistan over the weekend. You know, what can we expect when we wake up Monday morning? So anyways, we'll talk to Chris. Also, 10 o'clock, we'll talk to Alex Harlan. He's running in a House seat in Baltimore County. And Alex has a pulse. This is what I was asking our guest. Was that last week we were talking to Josh Kanak? I think so. I wanted to know how the Maryland Young Republicans are viewing the gubernatorial race. You know, which way are they leading? Have they already chosen a candidate? I want to know, and I want to see kind of where their head's at. Of course, you have a lot of people online. You know, I think the front runners right now are Dan Cox, John Myrick, and Ed Hale. I know for a fact that Shannon Wright, you know, now she's running with Reba. Shannon Wright actually hired some more people on her staff that kind of have a feel in Baltimore City. I know this because I got a call. I got a phone call about it. And so it looks like she's tried her best because, remember, she was running with Kurt Wedekind. And so somehow, some way, he was disqualified. And so now she is running at the top of the ticket, and she's got Reba Hawkins on as her lieutenant governor. So I want to kind of know, where are the Maryland Young Republicans on this? Those that are under the age of 35, which way are they leading? All right. Of course, I don't know because I'm much older. So we'll bring Alex in for that conversation. Also, Wes Moore. We talked about this a little bit with Tory Snow yesterday, and Tory Snow, he said that he believed that Wes Moore and his team, they were bracing for something big. Well, turns out Tory Snow might be right, and we're going to get into that because Andrew Kerr, who was having on the show for the Free Beacon, he posted yesterday that apparently something really big is about to drop on Governor Wes Moore, and I was like, wow, really? Right? This isn't an October surprise, obviously. We haven't even had the primary. And here, something really big might drop. You see, the Maryland Dems, they have put themselves in a terrible position because they have pushed everybody to the side. And now, Governor Wes Moore, if it turns out that he is more fraudulent than we ever thought, and if his resume is worse than we ever imagined, they don't have a backup plan. They put all of their eggs in the Wes Moore basket. So the Maryland Dems could be screwed. I mean, it puts a smile on my face. I don't know how you guys feel about it. But we will talk about it. And then, of course, the Apple Store closing in Towson Town Center. Brian, the producer, are you shocked on that one? Did you think, no, not shocked? All right. All right. And the Apple Store is leaving. You know, one of their comments is because of the decline. What did they say? The conditions declining. I said, wow. Wow. I know how to read between those lines. Don't you? Oh, I know you do. Anyways, we'll talk about that at 11 o'clock. So it's going to be an exciting show. Go ahead and share it with all your friends. Don't forget, we hop off the live. We're still here till 12 o'clock. And then you can hop on to either the podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple TuneIn, or even the app. And I push this because the app makes life a lot easier. Okay? If you have the app, you can call in, you can take the poll question, you can text in. It's all at a click of a button. You can listen to the show at a click of a button, and it's just easier. So this Friday, if you do nothing at all, you know, of course, besides listen to the show, go ahead and take a moment to download the app so your life could be a lot easier. You could be dialed in. And of course, you probably saw the app. We are your election headquarters. So we will keep you up to date on everything that's going on in regards to the elections, not here on the state level, but also on the national level. All right, let's get into this. President Trump going scorched earth. Now, first and foremost, I want to say that I took no pleasure in any of this. That's a psych. That's a joke. That's a lie. That's a lie. You see, I have been very critical of the anti-Israel crowd. And I am very tired. I am frustrated. I am over it. Because there are people out there, for some reason, no matter, like I mentioned, no matter what happens, it's Israel's fault. And then when you call them an anti-Semite, it's, oh, no, I'm not an anti-Semite. I'm a truth seeker. I am the one handing out the truth. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. No, ma'am, actually, you're not. Okay? No, you're not. Now, I know I've had some pushback in the past, I would say a few weeks or so, because I said Tucker Carlson was also a part of this crew. And some people said, no, Tucker's not a part of that crew. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens. And on the list also, you got Alex Jones. Now, I will say out of this whole crew, before we read this post here, out of the entire crew, I think Alex Jones is less anti-Israel and more just of a wackadoo sometimes. There's some things that he says that you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense, right? Even though if it's not mainstream news yet. There's been times in the past where Alex Jones would have like a theory, a conspiracy theory, and then it turned out to be true. And then there's other times where Alex Jones has a theory, and it's so off the wall that you're just like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, remember he said the Sandy Hook shooting, that school shooting, he kept saying it was a hoax. And then he ended up with legal trouble, and now he's pretty much bankrupt because of it. Clearly, that was not a hoax. Clearly. And I talked about this before with you because Marjorie Taylor Greene, she was on that same vein. Remember? She thought Sandy Hook was a hoax. And I told you how we were at the Save America bus tour in Georgia. That was in January 2021. They had the special election there in Georgia. And we were there fighting, you know, for the Republicans to win. Kelly Loeffler. And who was the other one? Now his name is slipping my mind. But unfortunately, Don Ossoff and Ralph Warnock both won. But Marjorie Taylor Greene was on that bus, and so was, remember the young lady Meadow that was killed in the Parkland shooting? Well, her family was there on the bus as well. Hunter, the dad, everybody. And Marjorie Taylor Greene at that time, she was saying that Sandy Hook was a hoax, and she believed that Parkland could possibly be a hoax. And I was so nervous because I saw the bus lineup, and I knew that we all had to sit on a bus together for like an hour. And it was one of those buses where like the seats are across from each other. So you're just staring at the person across from you. And I was like, whoa, this is uncomfortable. But Marjorie Taylor Greene actually got on the bus and she apologized to the family. And so that kind of cleared things up and it, you know, broke the tension just a bit. But I was like thinking to myself, like, why does she even think these are a hoax? And I never asked her because I'm thinking, I don't even want to get involved in this conversation. You know, I'm just going to sit here on the bus, eat my popcorn and mind my business. Well, anyways, let's get into this post, shall we? And if you guys want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Now, President Trump has been very quiet on all of these things that he has noted here. And I think it's because of the, you know, Republican Party in MAGA, a lot of these podcasters are well-liked and they're, you know, they get lots of views. All right. So I think he's been waiting and trying to see if it would simmer down. But obviously here with the attack in Iran, it has not simmered down. It's gotten to the point where, and I think I told you guys, even my mom pointed out that Megyn Kelly was being very nasty on her podcast. I didn't even see it yet. My mom tells me about it, and I go to look at it, and I saw where she's really just cursing, and she's so upset with President Trump, and, you know, my mom was like, you know, there's a way to say it, right? She was like, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with what's going on. She said, but I guess I was shocked to see Megyn Kelly just taking that turn, because she used to watch her, obviously, like many people, when she was on Fox News. And so with Megyn Kelly in this crew and Tucker Carlson, it's interesting because they weren't really podcasters at first, right? They were actual journalists. They are actual broadcasters. This is what they went to school for. So to see them take like this influencer podcast approach where it's like cursing and being very edgy and being a contrarian, these are things neither one of them had to do, but they did it. And there are a lot of people out there that believe that rightfully so. I personally am just not one of those people. All right, let's go ahead and read this. Trump writes, I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have been fighting me for years, especially by the fact that they think it is wonderful for Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon. Because they have one thing in common, low IQs. They are stupid people. They know it, their families know it, and everyone else knows it too. Look at their past, look at their record. They don't have what it takes, and they never did. They've all been thrown off television, lost their shows, and aren't even invited on TV because nobody cares about them. They are nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free and cheap publicity. Now they think they get some clicks because they have a third-rate podcast, but nobody's talking about them. And their views are the opposite of MAGA. Or I wouldn't have won the presidential election in a landslide. MAGA agrees with me and just gave CNN a 100% approval rating of Trump. Not hand-flailing fools like Tucker Carlson, who couldn't even finish college. He was a broken man when he got fired from Fox, and he's never been the same. Perhaps he should see a good psychiatrist. Or Megyn Kelly, who lastly asked me the now famous Only Rosie O'Donnell question. Or crazy Candace Owens, who accuses the highly respected First Lady of France of being a man, when she is not, and will hopefully win lots of money in ongoing lawsuit. Actually, to me, this is just added in here, which is, again, this is Trump. Actually, to me, the First Lady of France is a far more beautiful woman than Candace. In fact, it's not even close. Or bankrupt Alex Jones, who says some of the dumbest things and lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attack on the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims, ridiculously claiming it was a hoax. These so-called pundits are losers, and they will always be. Now, fake news CNN, the failing New York Times, and all the other radical left news organizations are hailing them and giving them positive press for the first time in their lives. They're not MAGA, they're losers. Trying to latch on to MAGA. As president, I could get them on my side anytime I want to, but when they call, I don't return their calls because I'm too busy on world and country affairs. And after a few times, they go nasty, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene. But I no longer care about that stuff. I only care about doing right for our country. MAGA is about winning in strength and in allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons and not allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons. Excuse me. MAGA is about making America great again, and these people have no idea how to do that. But I do, because the United States is now the hottest country anywhere in the world. President Donald J. Trump. All right, we're going to get into that when we get back. There was a couple things that stood out to me there. I thought it was interesting, even his comments on Megyn Kelly. Like I said, she didn't have to go this route, but she did. And it's baffling to me. It really is. All right, right now, of course, we got lots going on in Iran, and I want to know what's going on in the market. So we've got our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management on the line with us for the Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. Man, I'm sure your job is hectic every single day with what's going on today.
It's nonstop. That's the one thing that remains constant, Kim, is change.
Yeah.
So I always tell folks coming into this industry to expect the unexpected and get used to the volatility. It's a great industry, in my opinion, to be in because you're learning something new every day and you're just always, you know, kind of rolling with the tide, so to speak, as far as the news and the economy and so many things, world events that take place. But yes, this week was in fact an exciting week for the overall markets. We had obviously discussions from President Trump and Iran, very optimistic that a peace deal can be reached. This two-week ceasefire news certainly helped the markets overall. Kim, stocks surged on Wednesday when we spoke. I remember you said, Tim, looks like it's going to be a really exciting day for you. And in fact, it was definitely exciting if you were an investor and you were in the market because stocks surged on Wednesday. All three major indexes increasing more than 2%. The Dow actually notched its best day, Kim, as far as a daily gain since April 2025 last year. And then, of course, we follow up Wednesday's great news yesterday on Thursday. And again, all of the major indices were higher in Thursday's trading, ending somewhat off of their best levels. But the S&P 500 yesterday, Kim, logged its seventh straight gain in a row. And as a result of that, the S&P 500 index now is a bit more than 2% below its January 27th all-time high. So we had the Dow up yesterday 0.6%, S&P 500 also up 0.6%, NASDAQ up 0.83% yesterday, and then the small cap companies represented by the Russell 2000 index up 0.6%. But technology stocks mostly better throughout the day yesterday. Amazon and Meta were the notable gainers. We also had some outperformers in a variety of other sectors of our economy. The industries in particular were bank stocks, machinery, some of the retail and apparel companies, home builders, building products, hotel stocks, a variety of different companies participating in the upside. The other thing we saw, which is kind of interesting and coming into here today, this morning, pre-market, is the price of oil dropping back under $100 a barrel. So right now, West Texas Intermediate crude futures were last trading right around $97 a barrel. and the international benchmark known as the Brent crude oil futures, Kim, right around $95 a barrel. So with oil coming back under $100 a barrel, that's boding well for the overall economy. Again, S&P 500, the indices this week, because of the increases, are on pace to post a solid weekly gain here on Friday. We still have a full trading day, though, up until 4 o'clock to wait and see. But it looks like right now we're going to have a very robust gain for the major indexes. S&P has jumped more than 3% as of yesterday's close, again, tracking for its best week since November. Dow has gained 3% this week, Kim, and so far the Nasdaq's on pace to increase more than 4%. Dow futures are up ever so slightly right now, pre-market about 2 points, S&P 500 futures up 11 points, and the heavily technology-based Nasdaq is up about 67 points pre-market, Kim. There we have it. Great week. Sun's shining. Let's hope for a good weekend, right? And I look forward to rejoining you next week on Monday morning.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead. It is gone. It is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
All right. Well, you heard there from Tim Herb. It's been a very interesting week. A very interesting week. I'm excited to see what happens next week. And like I said, at 9:35 here, we're going to be joined by Chris Burnett running at CD6. Because I want to know what negotiations is possibly going to look like. Because I'm sure whatever happens, you know, in this day and age, some people are going to post about it. And that's going to affect the markets. And of course, it might affect the gas prices. So I'm hoping to see some relief there. So we'll keep our eyes on it. Just going back real quick here to the Truth Social post by Trump calling out Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones. I noticed, you know, he talked about Megyn Kelly by saying that she asked him the Rosie O'Donnell question. Remember that during the debate? Gosh, that was his first debate, I think. Yeah, first debate back in 2015. And that's when she was still with Fox News. But I think he pointed that out because, you know, Megyn Kelly has always been anti-Trump, right? It's like, so she hated Trump at that point. You guys, I don't have to tell you that. You know that. And so then she kind of tried to make this circle and try to really embrace MAGA. Now, a lot of people were wondering, especially in close, you know, D.C. circles, if that was actually genuine or not. Some people believed it was because she wanted to get into certain circles, because she wanted to have a successful podcast, or she wanted to be able to have access. So he mentioned that, which I thought was interesting. So he was pointing out, you know, don't forget Megyn Kelly was always anti-me. When he went to Candace Owens, and I saw where he says they're low IQ people. They know it. Their families know it. Don't forget Candace Owens, her father-in-law. Made a true, or not true social, it was on Twitter, a post when she was really going scorched earth against Daily Wire and telling everybody how much she was, you know, hated the Jewish community and how much she hated Israel and all this other stuff. Well, anyways, her father-in-law at that time actually is a lord in the UK, and he had to make a post separating himself from his, you know, from Candace's comments because he says, he said in the post, I'm aware that there are people in my family that have made some despairing comments against the Jewish community, and I just want everybody to know that I do not feel the same way. And so when Trump mentions the family's part, I assume he was talking about Candace's father-in-law. As far as Tucker Carlson, you know, I myself am a college dropout, so that was... he said Tucker couldn't even finish college. I was like, oh no! I caught a stray! You know, but he said he's been a broken man since Fox News. You know, I think Tucker did take the firing kind of hard. And, you know, he's been doing, I think, well with his podcast. It seems to be very successful on X. But you can tell that he's gone down this very strange road. Some people believe that there's foreign influence there. I don't know. I can't tell you. I have no idea. But that's what a lot of this was about. And then, of course, with Alex Jones. And then he throws Marjorie Taylor Greene in there as well. I think that they're very, you know, outspoken critics. They do have a lot of conspiracy theories. And I think he was trying to say, basically, you know, what they come up with about me, you really can't trust it because they've got a theory about everything. You know, I think that's what he was kind of saying in this post. I could be totally wrong about it. And so look at me. I said I would get to the Melania Trump, you know, right after the break. But we're going to wait till after we speak to Chris Burnett coming up next here in CD6. Get some updates out of Iran and try to figure out what to expect over the weekend. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The largest monthly rise in gas prices in six decades caused a sharp spike in inflation last month. Labor Department says consumer prices rose 3.3% in March from a year earlier. Vice President Vance off to Pakistan as he leads the U.S. delegation to peace talks with Iran this weekend. He's urging Tehran to negotiate in good faith, warning Iran not to play the U.S. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's military shot down Iranian-designed drones in multiple Mideast countries during the Iran war. He describes it as part of a broad attempt to help partners defeat the very same weapons that have been used by Russia on Ukraine. Smear campaign. First Lady Melania Trump says she's the victim of one, focusing on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. She says she had nothing whatsoever to do with Epstein and no knowledge of his crimes. More details, SRNNews.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A couple of O's batting averages to take note of 12 games in. And again, this is only 12 games. As they prepare for the Giants tonight at 7:15, Pete Alonso hitting 188, Colton Cowser's at 182, Sam Bisaio 167, and Kobe Mayo 133. The quartet, a combined 22 of 130 at the plate, two homers, six driven in. Manager Albanez asked specifically about Alonso, who's hit the ball on the nose often, but right at somebody.
Unlucky is a good way to put it. The other team has positioning numbers, too, that we play, so they put them in the right spot.
Alonso's average exit velocity this year is higher than last year, when he hit a career-high 272 and mashed 38 home runs. Meanwhile, his batting average this season is only 245, but Gunnar Henderson has made his 12 hits count. Seven for extra bases, four of them home runs. That's half the team's total. Manager Albanez on the shortstop's contribution after the White Sox series.
It was great to see Gunnar shoot that ball to the left field with the lefty. It was great to see him score from first on the first one. It opened up a little bit. But no, I think that's where our offense is clicking, where we're getting guys on base, causing traffic, working the pitcher.
A lot of E-words being thrown around by Ravens players as they describe new offensive coordinator Declan Doyle's offense. Here's Mark Andrews' take.
Very exciting. You know, just looking at the offenses in the past, it's going to be fun. We're going to be electric and excited to get into this and make this offense our own.
Now here's wide receiver Zay Flowers.
I'm thinking the same thing. Explosive plays, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to play in.
So if you're keeping score, it's exciting, electric, and explosive. And finally, a subtle jab the other day in Owings Mills from Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton, commenting on the tenure of John Harbaugh in Baltimore.
Start thinking about all the personal moments that you had, and I'm excited for him, excited for us. I think he's got a great opportunity up there in New York and stole a lot of our players.
Five players in all now have followed Harbaugh to New York. Coming up in 30 minutes, Rory McIlroy trying to make it two in a row. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and actually even milder today with highs headed for the low 70s. Tonight turns mostly cloudy as a little front passes through, sends us a couple of sprinkles overnight, but the rain chances completely gone by the weekend. Sunshine is back in action Saturday. Little cooler, but still very seasonable and spring-like with highs settling into the upper 60s for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Happy Friday. And yes, we're going on and on there. A little bit about the Truth Social post from President Trump. Like I said, I think he's very frustrated. And if you follow Dan Scavino, you know, Dan Scavino is basically President Trump's right-hand man there. You got Dan Scavino and Susie Wiles. They're always with President Trump, you know, including Stephen Miller. And, you know, they're also very upset, and they've been posting online that they're done with the crew, too. And so if you haven't seen it, it's a Truth Social post by President Trump, just kind of scorching Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones. All right, we're going to jump on a call here in just a second with Chris Burnett and CD6 to talk about Iran. But first, I want to give you the question of the day, because, of course, we'll go back to this in the 11 o'clock hour. Question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you surprised the Apple Store is the latest departure at Towson Town Center? Again, are you surprised the Apple Store is the latest departure at Towson Town Center? Yes or no? You know, there are people that were speaking to reporters yesterday when they found out about the departure, and they said that they were very shocked and that the Apple Store is always very busy. You know, despite the mall sometimes looking like a ghost town, you know, you have people saying that the Apple Store was always busy. There was always so much going on. And so for some reason, you know, the Apple Store is saying that things have declined completely and that, you know, it's just, it's not what it used to be. And I think so for them, it's like, okay, even though this store is kind of keeping it afloat, why wouldn't it keep it afloat for quite some time? All right, so we, you know, go ahead and take part of that poll question, because we will. We'll get back to that in 11 o'clock hour. And, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? It's really interesting. But I think many people are not very shocked at all that it has happened. Now, I do want to get into what's going on in Iran. And, of course, we've been learning a lot in the past week or so. And so, you know, we'll talk to Chris Burnett running in CD6 about it. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Chris, you know, first and foremost, I hope the race to CD6 is going well. Is it going well?
It's going well. It's always busy, and you're always sort of fighting an uphill battle, but it is going well, and I think we're making a tremendous amount of progress.
Nice. You know, after you here, Chris, I'll be talking to Alex Harlan, and he kind of has his pulse on the Maryland Young Republicans, so maybe you want to keep the show on, because he'll tell us exactly where they're leading right now, and those that are under in the age of 35, because I don't know if you've seen, you know, when you got the top of the ticket, you've got a lot of Republicans in the gubernatorial primary. It's hard to tell where they're leading. And I'm sure as a down ballot candidate like yourself, I'm sure that, you know, the top of the ticket means a lot. Yes.
It does. You know, you always want to make sure that you run as your own candidate and you have you're representing the interests of your constituents. But there's no question that you have to understand the sentiment and the mood as to how the party is doing and how voters are responding.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk to Alex about that next. Right now, though, Chris, here is your expertise. This is your wheelhouse. I tell people all the time, I'm not going to pretend to know about foreign policy. I'm not going to pretend to know about military operations because I do not know. We watched a lot transpire over the week here, Chris. You know, we saw the ceasefire. We saw a lot of confusion around whether or not the ceasefire included Israel not going after Hezbollah in Lebanon. I kind of wanted to ask you a little bit about the ceasefire. Your initial reaction, where you think that currently stands, and then also when it comes to the Strait of Hormuz. I didn't know if maybe you had a finger on the pulse here, because we're told that it's open, but you do see a lot of vessels still on the sidelines, not cruising through.
You know, what's interesting, and I'll start with the ceasefire I thought was an appropriate step to take. And the reason that is under the War Powers Resolution, the president can act unilaterally in defense of U.S. personnel and U.S. interests, but there is a 60-day window. And at the end of that 60-day window, he will have to go back to Congress and ask for specific authorization or funding to continue. So what he had done here in under 40 days, they had achieved all the military objectives that they wanted to achieve. Now, that's what's called tactical success. This has been an extraordinarily successful military campaign in that regard. But then you start looking at it operationally, and that is what is happening across the entire region, and then what are the strategic implications of what you're doing and what you're trying to achieve. And in this case, you had to pause the tactical success in order to set the conditions for an operational or strategic outcome, which will ultimately involve diplomacy and a political outcome. And I think what he did here, he allowed U.S. forces to reset, and he's taken a deliberate step to basically show the world, hey, we're willing to pause our offensive operations because we want to look at a negotiated settlement that involves the regional partners as well as an international coalition to support opening of the Strait of Hormuz. Because inevitably, the Strait of Hormuz is a critical choke point, and it's an international strait. So under international law, there is an interest of the global community to ensure that it stays open. And this is where this is going to become very interesting. Well, you hear of something called the fog of war during a conflict. Well, there's also this similar fog of war in this phase between hostilities and whatever's going to be next. And we've seen that there have been sporadic attacks in the region by Iran on some of their regional neighbors. And we're also seeing attacks from Israel into Lebanon. Now, it's not really entirely clear what was exactly agreed upon for the initial ceasefire. Iran is claiming that the Lebanon was included. Israel is saying it was never included. The U.S. is sort of somewhat ambiguous on that point. So what we're seeing is that a lack of clarity and a lack of certainty has caused this area of questionable outcomes. My hope is with J.D. Vance going to the region to negotiate on behalf of the U.S., that we've demonstrated willingness to cease our attacks and that we're willing to negotiate in good faith. Now, whether the Iranians open up the Strait of Hormuz in good faith and comply with international law and negotiate, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, great breakdown there. Again, we're speaking to Chris Burnett. He's running a congressional district number 6. Don't forget, that district can be flipped. So keep your eyes on Chris. Definitely follow him on Facebook. You know, Chris, you know, like you just mentioned there, there has been a lot of confusion. Of course, me looking from the outside in and not knowing much about it, I was wondering if possibly the confusion was with the mediators, you know, Pakistan, maybe they're not getting the message over, or could have been a situation where Iran isn't telling the truth. I know there's a lot of people that says that sometimes they are not very truthful, but even as you pointed out, it hasn't really been clear from Trump's administration either. I guess my question to you is, you know, do you think the Trump administration could possibly include Lebanon being off limits? And would that possibly calm things down just a bit, in your opinion?
Well, that, you know, I haven't seen the intelligence reports, so I can't speak to what our exact objectives would be. Israel has a legitimate interest in eliminating a terrorist threat on their own border. And we've reached this point somehow where Iranian proxies, whether it was Hezbollah, Hamas, or the Houthis, that somehow we have to tolerate their existence and their escalations. And I think Israel is saying, look, there is a peace agreement to open the Strait of Hormuz and to cease combat operations in Iran. That's all. And to include that is not necessarily a part of that discussion. So it's going to be interesting to see how this does play out. We've certainly demonstrated our resolve to stop all offensive operations. We've sent the Vice President of the United States to negotiate. There could not be a more significant demonstration of our willingness to take this process seriously. It really is now on Iran to ensure that they look out for what's in their people's best interest. And you and I both know that this is not a regime that is known for taking their people's interest to heart. They slaughtered 20, 30, 40,000 of their own people in the run-up to this. They've held their people at risk and the region at risk for the last 47 years. So it's going to be very difficult to negotiate with a regime that's facing an existential threat to its power because they're not supported by the people and they haven't made many friends in the world outside of China and Russia.
Yeah, and that begs the question there, Chris, because some people are wondering if the regime change, if that was necessary to make sure that we met at least the objectives that we've heard from Trump thus far. I know that Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, apparently there was a leak that said initially he was against regime change. But I would think you take out the top leader. I would think that would have to follow. You know, at this point, again, just your opinion, as you said, you haven't looked at the intel yourself. Do you think a regime change is what's necessary?
Well, I think what you're hearing is, and this is where it's a very delicate subject, because regime change would really necessitate U.S. troops on the ground. That would require us to take over the law enforcement and military function and some of the state functions that are already in place. Nobody wants to do that, and I think President Trump has been clear he does not want to cross that bridge. You know, the talk of Marines in the region was really to look at seizing some of the islands in the strait to ensure transit passage of commercial vessels. There was never a desire, nor I think an interest, in putting U.S. forces into Iran. So when you hear about not wanting regime change, that is not wanting to take on the role and responsibility of facilitating a transition. But as you pointed out, we did have what was called a decapitation campaign, and that was we essentially targeted and killed the top 200 or 300 leaders of the Iranian regime. That in and of itself is so disruptive that it would facilitate the need for a complete turnover of leadership. Now the question remains, what does the rest of that process look like? Will the Iranian people be able to have a voice and be able to effectuate whatever the next regime will look like? Has the current replacement regime actually hardened and is now less inclined to negotiate and will be more oppressive to the Iranian people? And this is why I've said from the beginning, this has to involve a regional solution and there has to be an international effort to keep the international strait of the open, the Strait of Hormuz, and that we also have to set the conditions for the Iranian people to decide what they want next. And we can't have a U.S. military solution facilitating that regime change that would require a greater military commitment than we should be involved in.
Yeah, I have to say, Chris Burnett, again, running at CD6, it's nice to have a little analysis here without, you know, the bias in it. I like that you're just very straightforward. I mean, you know, going back to the Strait of Hormuz, as you just mentioned, there are a lot of people talking about the fact that, you know, the Iranians, they want to put, impose fines on some of these vessels coming through. Some people are wondering if those fines were already there, were they already, you know, asking for money at this point? And then also with that, when we spoke to Bernie Flowers running at CD3, he had mentioned sea mines, and he had mentioned that could be a possibility where you see things in the water that could, you know, scare some of these vessels as far as trying to get through the strait at this point in time.
Well, there's no question that Iran has maintained a chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz for the last 47 years. What they're doing right now is exactly why we needed to do this. Is that they've chosen to now shut down the Strait of Hormuz, which they've had the ability to do at any point over the last several decades. They have laid mines throughout the Strait of Hormuz, and what they are demanding is an absolute violation of international law. There's something called the United Nations Convention on Law of the Sea. The United States is not a signatory to it, but it is very much a codification of customary international law. And what it says is that an international strait must be open for international trade. And it's based on a number of criteria that we don't have to get into, but this is absolutely a qualifying international strait under international law. The global economy is affected by the Strait of Hormuz. What they're attempting to do to try to take, whether it's Bitcoin proceeds or to hold ships at risk, is complete violation of international law. This is unacceptable that one country gets to violate international law to hold the global economy at risk and, quite frankly, could undermine it in a moment. And we're seeing that with oil prices, and we're seeing that with the impact of having the Strait of Hormuz shut down. So Iran needs to recognize that their only point of leverage is an illegal action that the world should respond to. And I think President Trump is in the process of calling out what are international interests that are being somewhat ignored right now. Folks want to have the benefit of an open strait, but they don't want to commit the troops, the forces, or the money to do it. And I think that we're going to have to come to terms with the fact that some of our allies and partners have to step up their commitment to ensuring the global economy stays open, because essentially we've been subsidizing the world's security and wealth for the last 20 to 30 years. And this is long overdue that we now call on our allies and partners to assist in things that help their economy.
Yeah. Well, Chris Burnett, I've got two more questions for you. One from myself and then one from a texter. Of course, they knew that you were coming on the show. Obviously, you can't, you know, you don't have a crystal ball here, but I wanted to know your experience. You know, they have these negotiations coming up, as you mentioned, with J.D. Vance this weekend. I mean, is it possible that we could see a resolution by Monday? Is that a possibility?
You know, I think it would be very unlikely. We are running up against the War Powers Resolution, which is going to require President Trump to go to Congress and make a case as to why we would need to continue military operations in the region. And then that would require them to pass an authorization for an extension of hostilities, and then there would be funding attached to that. The Iranians know that time is somewhat on their side. I'm convinced that we went into this knowing that it's unlikely that the Iranians are going to meet their end of the bargain, and that this ceasefire is going to fail. But we're going all in on ceasing our ends of the operation, and we've sent our vice president to negotiate. So when Iran fails to meet the terms of the ceasefire, there will be a requirement for us to continue military operations. And I believe that's what the Trump administration will go to Congress with. Say, we tried to comply with the War Powers Resolution. We ceased hostilities at the day 38. We gave ourselves enough time to negotiate in good faith. And it was Iran that escalated tensions again. It was Iran that has now put U.S. forces, U.S. interests, and the world economy at risk. So as much as I'd like to think there's the possibility of a breakthrough by Monday, I'm not terribly hopeful.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I was hoping, Chris, because I want lower gas prices. I was hoping. Chris, before you go, we have Scott Westminster here in the text line. He wanted to ask if you supported the Dignity Act, which he believes is a backdoor for amnesty, because he believes that he heard that you do. What is your stance on the Dignity Act?
Yeah, well, he's correct. I've come out in support of comprehensive immigration reform. It may or may not be the Dignity Act, but I support the direction that the Dignity Act is going in. And that is saying there is no one who's come in the last 5 years that is eligible to stay because they've arrived here illegally. What the Dignity Act also states is that if you've been here for an extended period of time and you have not committed a crime and you have not received any state assistance, then you could potentially be put on a path to legal status. And over the course of 7 years of paying a fine and being monitored, you would then be in a legal status eligibility status, and then you would then potentially be able to look for U.S. citizenship. I do not agree with amnesty. I do not agree with anybody violating U.S. law. But I think we've taken the critical first step, which was to secure the border and cut off the flow of an open border policy, which had 10, 15 million illegal immigrants entering the United States. What I do think we need to do, and some of this is just a practical compromise to the reality of, there are people that are here that have been here for a significant amount of time. We need to bring them out of the shadows, get them into a legal status, and make a determination as to whether or not they should be deported or they can be allowed to stay. Okay. I don't know that the Dignity Act is the comprehensive solution, but I have supported the process. But I've said it before, and I'll say it again. What President Trump did to the border was absolutely the essential first step. Yeah. that allows for the Dignity Act or something like it to occur. And if the correct comprehensive immigration reform does not include a pathway to legal status, I would take a very close look at that and weigh the benefits against the costs and determine if this is in line with what President Trump is trying to achieve and what is in best interest of the American people and, more importantly, the residents of CD6.
All right. Well, Chris Burnett, I got to leave it right there, running in Congressional District 6. Thank you so much for your analysis today. I hope you have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you know Town Appliance and Owings Mills is the best place for offering anything you want or need in appliances? Their showroom is so big, it's filled with so many different appliances you can only imagine, from basic all you need to high-end technology like Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, and Maytag from more than 70-plus brands, and that's what they offer. And my experience with Mayer is absolutely wonderful. So helpful and so happy to answer any questions you may have, whether you're browsing or buying. And right now, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary event, along with flexible financing options. It's a great time to stop in. So don't forget to check out their website on your way down, townappliance.com, and look for the banner for their anniversary giveaway. It's a beautiful coffee machine. Good luck to you.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There's no way any negotiated settlement is not going to result in America either entombing or owning and extracting the 60% enriched uranium. Now, I would think the more likely scenario would be the Libyan model, which is that they allow Americans to go in and extract, which is a very delicate thing to do, especially now that they're buried underneath a lot of rubble, underneath these nuclear enrichment facilities. But they have these canisters of 60% enriched uranium. 12 days later, it could be weapons grade. That is a clear and present danger, not only for nuclear weapons, but also for dirty bombs. They can't have that material, nor can they ever have the ability to enrich uranium again.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Now, you know, I've been endorsing Pure Talk for 7 years now, and I wanted to work with a wireless company that shares my values. Now, Pure Talk is a veteran-led company, and helping veterans is their North Star. Now, they've donated over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership. It's a fantastic organization who is on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide. Also, Pure Talk's creating American jobs with a U.S.-only workforce. Yeah, I guess it'd be a lot cheaper to send jobs overseas like many other companies do, but they are committed to delivering the best experience possible for their customers. And yes, I love Pure Talk service. They give you the same cell towers, the same 5G network as the big guys, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you save, on average, as a family, over $1,000 a year. Now, I choose to do business with a company that shares my values. So what about you? Make the switch. Pound 250, keyword, save now. That's pound 250, keyword, save now. Make the switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. We were just speaking to Chris Burnett there in CD6. Scott in Westminster, hopefully that answered your question. For those that are not familiar with the Dignity Act, real quick, it's a common sense solution. That is what it's posted as. Certain undocumented immigrants can earn legal status, not citizenship, by working, paying taxes, and contributing to our country. And so, as you heard there from Chris Burnett, he says, you know, maybe not the Dignity Act itself, but something very similar. He does support that. So again, he's running in CD6. That is a D+2 district, and there are many immigrants in that district. And, you know, right now, they're they're having this back and forth fight with the ICE facility in Washington County that wants to come to town. And so I would assume that, you know, what he said there is most likely right on point with the residents in that district. Now, I know, Scott, you're in Westminster, and I know in Carroll County they would not they would not go for that. Look, trust me, I get it. I get it. All right, coming up next, we're going to speak to Alex Harlan. He's with the Maryland YRs, and he's also running for a House seat there in Annapolis. And we've spoken to Alex many times before. He also has some expertise in regards to what could possibly happen in Iran over the weekend. So we'll ask him about that as well. Stay right there, and don't forget, you can always text in on the text line, because I'll get to those texts coming up next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF and do it today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Soaring gas prices tied to the Iran war stoked the fires of inflation last month. The government reports consumer prices rose 3.3% in March from a year ago. Prices were up 0.9% from February. Vice President Vance heading off to Pakistan. He leads the American delegation to peace talks with Iran this weekend, urging the Iranians to bargain in good faith and not to play the U.S.
The Vice President, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner are heading to Pakistan for Saturday's talks aimed at finding a permanent end to the war. The round of negotiations comes just a few days after an announced ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran, although disputes over Lebanon and the Strait of Hormuz have threatened to derail the 14-day truce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's military shot down Iranian-designed drones in multiple Mideast countries during the war. A smear campaign. First Lady Melania Trump says she's the victim of one. Focuses on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein abuse of his victims.
A Central California sheriff's deputy is dead, along with a suspect following an ambush and hours-long standoff in Tulare County. Police say the suspect opened fire on officers. They showed up to serve an eviction notice. When he fired on a police vehicle, he was struck and killed. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 144 points, the NASDAQ up 114. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's
10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Howard County police officer suffered minor injuries after a rollover crash on southbound 29. The single vehicle accident happened at around 2 p.m. just past the Route 175 exit when the officer lost control of his vehicle to avoid a car that changed lanes in front of them. The officer's vehicle ended up in the median where it overturned. The officer was taken to shock trauma for treatment and has since been released. Fox 45 reports that a former Anne Arundel County police officer pleaded guilty Thursday to one felony count of leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death and failing to remain at the scene. Attorney General Anthony Brown announced Alexander Rodriguez entered his guilty plea in the circuit court for Howard County, officials said. The former officer pleaded guilty in exchange for a sentence of 5 years in prison with all but 120 days suspended, followed by 2 years of supervised probation, including 100 hours of community service and an agreement to never seek a law enforcement career. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds back home tonight to start a six-game homestand. The Giants are in for three, beginning at 7:15. Diamondbacks follow next week. Shane Boz makes his third start tonight opposite Landon Roop. Manager Albernaz was asked after the White Sox series if he was happy where his team stands right now at 6-6.
No need to panic after a tough series in Pittsburgh. You know, our guys just keep their head down and day one approach every single day. Show up to the field, continue to get better and compete.
Near perfect weather conditions at Augusta National yesterday as the 90th edition of the Masters Tournament teed off, and defending champ Rory McIlroy took full advantage, shooting a 5-under par 67, placing him in a tie for the lead with Sam Burns. McIlroy tees off at 1:44 this afternoon. Two-time champ Scottie Scheffler is 3-back at 2-under, and he tees off at 10:19 in the morning. Coming up in 30 minutes, what the Ravens players think of Declan Doyle's offense. And that is Stein on Sports.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
WCBM News Time, 10:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Bright and sunny again today, and a little milder, actually, with highs headed for the low 70s. Tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. More sunshine on Saturday, with highs in the spring-like upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
52 in Bowley's Quarters, 53 in Pikesville, and 51 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter. 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. You made it to the weekend. Yes, you did. It looks like this weekend will at least be sunny. Not the warmest. Look, it could be warmer in my opinion. You know how I feel about it. But it does look like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So hopefully you can get out there and enjoy it. Again, thank you, Chris Burnett, running in Congressional District number 6. And I feel bad because I want to get in the habit of reading people's bios before they come on. And so it was kind of like, you know, going through the weeds there a little bit before we had Chris on, kind of behind the scenes. So I apologize for that. But I'm very happy right now to be joined in studio with Alex Harland. He is a candidate for the Maryland House District 42A. And he is the next generation as far as Republicans here in the state of Maryland. He went to Delaney High. He currently serves as a firefighter in Jacksonville. For the last 4 years, he's worked alongside Senator Chris West, fighting for his district every single day. And his priorities are very clear. He's got it right there on the homepage. Lowering taxes, strengthening public safety, defending our Second Amendment rights, pushing the practical energy solutions, and protecting North Baltimore County. Good morning, Alex Harland. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Friday. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us in studio. We've got lots to talk about, especially when it comes to the next generation of Republicans. But I wanted to get your take here on what's currently happening in Iran. I know you're running for the state house here in Annapolis, but you know, things that go on globally affect us here too.
Oh, absolutely. And plus, I mean, I kind of call myself a foreign policy, national security dork. So honestly, I don't really see a ceasefire lasting. I mean, I hope that negotiations can be successful. But I think what we're seeing right now, it's a term that political scientists call brinksmanship. You know, Trump and the Iranian regime are pretty much in a staring contest, saying, like, what are you going to do? Who's going to flinch first? And I mean, the tough part is that I think that the Iranians, frankly, have time on their side because they're probably waiting out to see what Trump will do. But then also, he's, you know, they're waiting on the midterms to see how those play out, to see that if he even has more support, because Trump's big thing, obviously, no new wars. I don't think he's going to put boots on the ground, and I hope he doesn't. But I think in the back of their minds, the Iranians are thinking, okay, if they don't want to escalate, what's the point of even going to the negotiating table?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was asking Chris as well, because it might, I mean, look, this is a very fluid situation.
Absolutely.
You know that. And it could go any direction. I think a lot of people, you know, here on the home front, they're still looking at gas prices thinking, wait a minute, what is it? It's $4.13 a gallon here? I mean, that's tough.
I filled up yesterday and it was a $4.19. So,
oh my gosh. Okay, see, and I think that's what people are looking at.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I was in D.C. for a little bit yesterday. I got to go back down there today. And, of course, the conversations down there, a lot of people are talking about the midterms, right? It's always about elections down there. But, you know, they're wondering, you know, how much longer can this go on before it hurts, you know, many members of Congress in their own districts?
I mean, it definitely could, but I think it definitely depends on when the ceasefire or the negotiations work or when the war ends, because, I mean, I'm not sure if collective amnesia is the correct term, but I mean, if this is happening in the summer, no one's going to remember it by November.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's just...
I know. And that's kind of what I said, because there were a lot of people upset with me real quick. You don't have to, you know, really respond to this, but it was about the Epstein files. But it's, you know, people were mad at me because they're like, no, he promised the Epstein files, and the fact that we're not getting it, this is going to cost him. And I'm like, dude, no, it's way too soon. It was right after the 2024 elections. You know, we were upset about the way Pam Bondi handled it. Of course, now she's been relieved of her duties. But it's like I said, no, there's no way. By the time you get to November, no one's going to be even thinking about the Epstein files. That's just how it works.
I mean, people are going to be focusing on probably, at least in Maryland, like the high energy costs. I mean, it gets cold here sometimes. And I mean, when they see their heating bill go in, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even just this past winter.
Oh, yeah. And by November, they will have their heat on, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And you know what? I will say, when it comes to your air conditioning, people are going to be seeing those bills as well over the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, to speak more about what's going on here on the home front, Alex, and this is why, you know, I really wanted to talk to you today. The Maryland Young Republicans, I did have my friend Josh Kanak on last week, and he said, look, I wish I could give you more of an answer here. And this is the answer that I need, and maybe you can help us out here. You see a lot of people on, you know, in the gubernatorial primary. I think there are a lot of heavy hitters. I think there's a lot of great candidates. But I want to know, those that are 35 years old and under, I want to know where their head is currently at.
So I'll give you the answer, and I don't think the listeners are going to like this. They don't care. And I'll go into that. So a lot of, at least with Gen Z and the people that I've been talking to on the campaign trail, whether I talk with them about their concerns with the state of Maryland, what's going on in Maryland, or just world events in general, the answers are actually quite bleak and or indifferent. it's something to the extent of, who cares? Everything sucks. I went to college. I took on all this debt. Now I'm getting replaced by AI. I feel like I'm going to rent forever. Half of my monthly income is my rent. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to afford a home. Like, it's just all these older people deciding my future. I don't care. Like, who cares? And that is a huge problem, obviously, because we need an engaged, informed populace. Excuse me, I'm trying to think of like the right term. If we want to have a continuation of good governance, because if we have people that are indifferent, then we're not going to be able to hold elected officials or people accountable. And I think also that lends itself to the fact that my generation and the younger people were not necessarily loyal to a party. We're loyal to whatever politician, elected official is going to help us. Like, I don't buy this idea that Gen Z and Gen Alpha are just all completely socialist. Because, I mean, yes, like, you know, Mamdani was elected, but I don't think that's a real indicator of, you know, the bluest city in one of the bluest states voting for a Democrat socialist mayor. Because on the other side, Gen Z and their votes were what put Trump over the top in swing states in 2024. So I think that we're more so, we're aligned with, frankly, disruption if we don't get what we need. And the big thing is affordability and job opportunity.
Wow.
Like, that's all we care about. It's just, I want to be able to have a home. I want to be able to feed myself and have a job that I don't get replaced at.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I can see how that's a big concern. We're speaking in studio again with Alex Harlan running in District 42A. That's North Baltimore County.
Yep.
Alex, that is interesting. So I thought you were going to come in here and tell me, you know, it's this specific candidate. What I will add here is that I hope that they're listening. Because right now, and they might be giving messages out, you know, and I say, you know, some of these candidates like John Meyerick, Dan Cox, Ed Hale Sr., Shannon Wright, you got a lot of people out there. I wonder if they're going to pivot at all when they find out and realize some of this information. Because right now, from what I can see, their message is more crafted around what they can do that Westmore isn't currently doing, right? So it's either the Francis Scott Key Bridge, whether it's lowering some of those taxes and fees, which is a tough task when you've got the supermajority of, you know, Democrats in Annapolis.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not really hearing about what it is that they're going to provide, you know, above and beyond some of these failures of Westmore.
Absolutely. And that's also part of one of the reasons why I decided to run, is just given my age at 28 years old. And so a couple points to that is, again, to any of the gubernatorial candidates listening, if you want to appeal to the young voters, it's affordability and job creation. I mean, there are some places where renting an apartment, it's over $2,000 a month. It's
That's
crazy.
Wild.
It's crazy. And then you look at the skyrocketing housing prices, especially in Baltimore County. And, you know, when I go and door knock people and they talk about how, like, their property taxes jumped up like $2,000 or $3,000.
Yeah.
So you add that on top of it. It's like, what in the world is going on? But also, I see this as an investment, right? Because anything that I could do in Annapolis as a Republican or the Republican caucus in general, it's all, frankly, over time going to be in vain if we don't break this Democrat supermajority. And I'm very fearful that if we don't appeal to the young voters and they become more liberal and vote Democrat, we're eventually going to see a situation where in maybe 20, 30 years, we maybe only have Republican representation quite literally in the corners of Maryland. And then at that point, what's the point? And I want to basically say to the young voters, look, the reason that everything is so expensive and why job opportunities suck is because of these Democrat policies. Like, let's bring you into the conservative movement. And also, just, I guess, kind of like a little bit of a shameless plug to any of the gubernatorial candidates that are listening, I hope that if you win, you will support a bill that I want to push forward to help young people. And it's really simple. If you are a homeowner and you sell your house to a first-time home buyer, it's a 5-year moratorium on your Maryland capital gains tax. Because the fact of the matter is, we have no leverage against these venture capital firms like BlackRock, who are buying up single-family homes for, you know, $300,000 over asking. Like, how can a young family or a young couple compete with that?
No, and it screws up the entire neighborhood,
yeah,
the entire market.
Absolutely.
Very interesting indeed. Hopefully, if they're listening, they'll reach out to you and get some more information on that. And I appreciate that. And maybe that's what I'm missing from some of these candidates is, like, I hear, okay, you could get the Francis Scott Key Bridge back up. I do hear that, right? Yeah. I hear that you can lower some taxes and fees. I hear that you could be an honest, trustworthy person, which we're not really getting from Governor Moore right now. And that's great, but I need you to be more than just, I'm not Wes Moore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that just comes down to... That's also another thing. When you look at Gen Z, actually, I had a lot of thoughts about this, so I had to bring in this legal pad and get all of my thoughts in order and on some notes. And one of the things that I think is really interesting, particularly with Gen Z and the Gen Alphas, is that, you know, we collectively feel lied to by government institutions, education, media, etc. And so it's led us to essentially question everything. And we desire this lifting of the veil, for lack of a better term. Like, we have more respect for people who are real with us that are going to tell us the things that we don't want to hear than if you try to dress yourself up. Like, if that makes any sense. Like, if... I'm trying to think of...
Like, you don't like the career politician, the politicians that, you know, speak to you in a certain way. And it's like, yes, of course. Yeah.
Like, I would have more respect for the guy that says, like, yeah, I'm in this for the money, but, you know, I'm going to help you along the way than I'm fighting for you and you matter to me.
That same old corny message
exactly.
You do hear. I could see how that could, you know, not be very appealing. Mm-hmm. Again, we're speaking to Alex Harlan. He's running at 42A for the Maryland State House. Alex, you know, I wonder, and, you know, not just the young people, but I'm sure there are some people, including, of course, yourself, with the budget that was just passed by Governor Wes Moore. Obviously, this is going to add more taxes and fees, maybe not this election cycle, but next year. Do people, you think, you know, 35 and under, do they understand that things are going to be even more unaffordable under Wes Moore?
Well, first off, how convenient that they don't raise taxes or fees in an election year. I mean,
come on. Yeah, for sure.
If they don't already, they're going to find out very soon. And I think we're just going to see yet another mass exodus of people leaving the state because... Why pay all these taxes and fees, you know, particularly like vehicle registration, when, you know, there's some people in the district that I'm door knock that are in Parkton or Freeland where they could spit into Pennsylvania. You just hop over the line and everything's cheaper.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, a lot of people are talking, well, you see the VA tags that you see all over the place. And there are some people talking about moving to West Virginia. And I don't know about the young people you know, Alex, but, you know, some of the ones I know, they're actually looking into the idea of like a tiny house. Are you hearing this too?
So not particularly. Now, again, like I will say this is, I do have to preface this is, you know, I'm not speaking for all Gen Z, all young voters. This
is
just the sample size of the people that I interact with.
Yeah.
But it's more so either if they're not indifferent, say, you know, everything sucks, I don't care. It's more so I'm planning how to get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, they want to go, you know, they want to go to Florida. They want to go to Tennessee.
Yeah. See, that's, look, I'm not young, obviously, but that's how I feel sometimes. I'm like looking at Maryland and I'm like, why am I suffering with these cold temperatures when I can just suffer somewhere where I at least want to go outside?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We're talking to Alex Harlan here in studio. When we get back. I do want to ask, and you might not know the answer, but I do want to ask how some of the young people today feel about immigration. We've got a lot of people looking at illegal immigration. You saw what happened in Minneapolis. When I was on social media, I saw a lot of the younger crowd really reacting to the death of Renee Good and the death of Alex Pretty. And I thought that their comments were a little bit different from that group that they've, you know, that you could call the boomers.
Yeah.
So when we get back, Alex, I want to ask you about that. And then also, of course, I want to ask you about, you know, what you have coming up in the community and what you're working on with your race. So stay right there. We'll be right back with Alex Harlan.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. By the grace of God, it is finally Friday. We'll see if the fragile truce continues between the U.S. and Iran. Also, the unusual suspects, Mary Walter from The Daily Signal, Tony Kinnan from Hollywood and Toto, Christian Toto.
Who is your daddy?
You're my daddy.
Who's your daddy?
I'm your dad.
Oh, yeah. Who's your daddy?
No, I am the father.
What the hell is that?
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're speaking to Alex Harland. He's running in North Baltimore County for the House seat in 42A. Alex, you know, usually when I hear from Joe and B-more in my text line or when he calls in, he disagrees emphatically with everything being said. Well, he just texted in just now.
Oh, boy.
He's listening to you, and he says, I don't agree with Alex on a whole lot because I've heard him on the show, but I think he's onto something with the issues that young people face. And so I'm sure they're thinking it is very interesting that you're saying that they don't really care about the gubernatorial candidates specifically. They care more about what is going to happen or change in their lives in the coming years.
Well, you know what, Joe? I'm going to notch that as a win for myself, so thank you for that.
Yeah. No, it is, you know, because there's, sure, there's many people, whether independent or even the moderate Democrats, that could possibly exist. They probably are considering not voting for Wes Moore. And I've seen, you know, in the recent weeks, and we saw Wes Moore's polling numbers, he's dropping amongst his base.
Yeah, and I mean, I truly don't think, I mean, again, we can go further into all the problems with Wes Moore. But I think that if people aren't going to vote for him, I don't think it's going to be because of the falsifying of the Bronze Star or anything like that. I think it's just solely going to be because they're going to be looking around and saying, my quality of life has not improved since you've been governor. My cost of living is up since you've been governor. And I think that's what's going to do it.
Yeah, and I think people are, like you said, they're looking at other states. I don't think they're dumb. I think they understand that most of this is happening here in Maryland. Even though he blames President Trump at the federal level, I think a lot of people understand it's a Maryland issue.
It is. And I mean, to me, everything that Wes Moore says or does only makes sense through the lens of him running for president in 2028. It's the only way that it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you about this. And again, Alex Harland has already pointed out, you know, he's knocking lots of doors. I see, obviously, I follow you on social media. But, you know, talking to the people within his district and some of these events that you go to, I wanted to ask you about illegal immigration.
Yeah.
Obviously, you see, you know, Governor Wes Moore, the AG, even April Delaney, we were just talking to Chris Burnett, you know, they're against ICE. Some of the bills that you see in Annapolis, whether it's the 287G ban, the Community Trust Act, you know, they want to push ICE out completely. And it seems as the Democrats here have embraced illegal immigrants, even the criminally charged illegal immigrants. The young people that you speak to, where did they stand on illegal immigration?
So it's interesting, right? Because when it comes to illegal immigration, I think part of them see it as a direct competitor to the job market for them, because they could see an illegal alien that is getting paid under the table by some shop so they can pay them less, and then they're basically pushed out of the job market. Also, I think there's a growing resentment of just them saying, okay, why does my government that I pay taxes to and that I vote for care more about these guys than me? And so, I mean, I think that's part of it on one side. That's more of like the politically right-leaning side of the young people. The politically left, I think it's still just kind of this preconceived notion that for some reason they see ICE as these like roaming death squads that just go around the streets just like nabbing anyone that isn't white and going, papers please, which I mean it's just not the case. And to that point with the 287G, do they not understand that it's literally just reporting? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, they didn't get it because I think that's how they had to come up with the Community Trust Act.
Yeah.
Because then the sheriffs, you know, and look, and I will give credit to the sheriffs, too, that went to Annapolis to oppose the 287G ban because they made it seem like it was the end all be all. And that, you know, they were really fighting for the fact that it's like, all right, if it passes, oh, well, because, you know, we know that there's loopholes there. Mm-hmm. But then they respond with the Community Trust Act, and I think that takes it a step further. I just wonder, you know, because of what we've seen in Minneapolis, because, you know, they've had the change in the department heads there between Kristi Noem and Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen. Wait, I'm saying that wrong. I'm saying
Mark Wayne. Yeah, Mark Wayne.
Yes. I think that some people looked at that as, yeah, well, you know, Kristi Noem got it wrong. I think some people look at that as, you know, she went too far when it comes to Alex Pretty and calling him a terrorist. And I was wondering if the young people feel the same way, because I don't. I'm all about mass deportations. I think I might be on the fringe of that in Maryland.
So I think it's more so, I don't think they really cared about Noem's rhetoric of, like, calling Alex Pretty a terrorist. I mean, wherever you stand on the political spectrum, just what happened in Minnesota with Alex Pretty and Renee Good, it just wasn't a good look. And so I think they kind of take a step back and go, oh, yikes. And, I mean, that just kind of played into, the liberal narrative. But at the same time, I think it just goes back to, like, oh, well, again, I still can't afford anything. So, they literally can't afford to care about things.
Yeah, I guess it's a good way to put it. All right, Alex Harlan, what do you have coming up?
So I do have an event coming up May 15th. It's a meet and greet at Chris Cavey's farm in Hampstead. Tickets are free. It's just a meet and greet. I just want to be able to just get out and meet more people. It's actually interesting. I'm doing that because he lives off of Black Rock Road, which is pretty impossible to door knock without getting hit by a car. So Mr. Cavey has been very gracious and is bringing the neighbors to me.
Nice. Nice. And then where can they find you online, like your handles, and then also your website if they want to make a donation?
That'd be awesome. So my website is www.alexfordelegate.com. My Instagram handle is alexharlan42a. I have a Facebook page, Friends of Alex Harlan, and all donations go right back into the campaign for yard signs, T-shirts, literature, stamps, and it's all greatly appreciated. So thank you so much.
Well, Alex, I appreciate you coming in. Very interesting, as you mentioned. I was not expecting that response.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to come in here and say, oh, they support John, or they support you. I did not think that they were just, you know, not able to care at this moment.
They're going to support whoever can create jobs and bring prices down.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I might be in that same bus.
Because yeah.
I want the same things. Alex Harlan, 42A, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. When we get back, I do want to talk about some of the things happening on the state front, including Governor Wes Moore and the possibility of a big story dropping that could expose him. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ahead of this weekend's U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan, Kuwait accuses Iran of a drone attack violating the two-week ceasefire. Iran denies it. Israel's prime minister has approved direct talks with Lebanon, should that government be interested. U.S.-Iran talks scheduled for tomorrow in Pakistan. Vice President Vance leading the American delegation, urging the Iranians to be serious in negotiations and not play the U.S. First Lady is setting the record straight, saying that she never had anything to do with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. First Lady says she's been the victim of a smear campaign trying to falsely link her to Epstein. And this is homecoming day for the Artemis II astronauts following their historic lunar mission. On Wall Street, the Dow down 111 points, NASDAQ up 135. More details, srnnews.com.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF and do it today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A couple of O's batting averages to take note of 12 games in, and again, this is only 12 games, as they prepare for the Giants tonight at 7:15. Pete Alonso hitting 188, Colton Cowser's at 182. Sam Bisaio 167 and Kobe Mayo 133. The quartet, a combined 22 of 130 at the plate. Two homers, six driven in. Manager Albanez asked specifically about Alonso, who's hit the ball on the nose often, but right at somebody.
Unlucky is a good way to put it. The other team has positioning numbers, too, that we play, so they put them in the right spot.
Alonso's average exit velocity this year is higher than last year, when he hit a career-high 272 and mashed 38 home runs. Meanwhile, his batting average this season is only 245, but Gunnar Henderson has made his 12 hits count. Seven for extra bases, four of them home runs. That's half the team's total. Manager Albanez on the shortstop's contribution after the White Sox series.
It was great to see Gunnar shoot that ball to the left field with the lefty. It was great to see him score from first on the first one. Opened up a little bit. But no, I think that's where our offense is clicking, where we're getting guys on base, causing traffic, working the pitcher.
A lot of E-words being thrown around by Ravens players as they describe new offensive coordinator Declan Doyle's offense. Here's Mark Andrews' take.
Very exciting. You know, just looking at the offenses in the past, it's going to be fun. We're going to be electric and excited to get into this and make this offense our own.
Now here's wide receiver Zay Flowers.
I'm thinking the same thing. Explosive plays. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to play in.
So if you're keeping score, it's exciting, electric, and explosive. And finally, a subtle jab the other day in Owings Mills from Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton, commenting on the tenure of John Harbaugh in Baltimore.
Start thinking about all the personal moments that you had, and I'm excited for him, excited for us. I think he's got a great opportunity up there in New York and stole a lot of our players.
Five players in all now have followed Harbaugh to New York. Coming up in 30 minutes, Rory McIlroy trying to make it two in a row. And that is Stein on Sports. Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
You're Fox 45. Forecast. Mostly sunny and actually even milder today with highs headed for the low 70s. Tonight turns mostly cloudy as a little front passes through, sends us a couple of sprinkles overnight, but the rain chances completely gone by the weekend. Sunshine is back in action Saturday. Little cooler, but still very seasonable and spring-like with highs settling into the upper 60s for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best Eggs. They're just so delicious. With better nutrition, for us it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Alright, again, that was Zach Harlan running at 42A. Before that, we had Chris Burnett on running at Congressional District number 6. And of course, I got a text from Chris as Alex was talking about it. Affordability is on his list. And so I think when it comes to like the state seats, I think they're very focused and dialed in on what people want here. I just hope that in the gubernatorial race, that they're, you know, understanding as well what they're looking to hear and talk about, especially that those that are under the age of 35. Now, of course, it's a midterm election year. You know, it's going to be lower voter turnout. So I'm sure they're taking that into consideration as well. Again, I did get another text from Joe in Baltimore. Joe says, Cam, I called you once and said the exact same thing about the issues and the Gen Z and Alpha phase. And you told me I'm crazy and don't know how things work. It just goes to show how spot on I am. The messenger impacts the reception of the message. You know, Joe, and I think what you said there at the very end is very profound for you. When you call in and you blame President Trump for all your problems, and you start out, that's how you start, with Trump this, Trump that, and why, Kim, why aren't you calling Trump out on this? And so if you do say anything after that, you know, about affordability or what people are facing, yeah, nobody's going to hear it. No one's going to hear it. The affordability issue here in Maryland is much different than the affordability issue in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, or even Virginia currently. Might change by next year because of the new governor. But, you know, to point to Trump, with the taxes and the fees and all the problems that we have. I mean, we couldn't even get the Democrats and Governor Wes Ward to give us a gas tax holiday as we get through these months and however long, you know, it's going to take to pull out of Iran. And it's just kind of like, you know, even the National Guard issue. There are many people that wanted the National Guard to come to town. And Wes Ward, like the king he is, he decided, no, we're not going to do that. Same thing with Mayor Brandon Scott. So, yes, I think it does count because you, when I ask you about Governor Wes Ward, you don't really want to talk about Wes Ward. You don't want to blame him for our issues here in Maryland when he and the Democrats are the ones to blame. And so, yeah, if you said anything similar to what Alex said, I apologize for not recognizing that. But I don't know how you expect anyone to be able to hear you when you're blaming those core issues, which you're exactly right. I guess Gen Z and Alpha, you know, this is what they face. But if you're blaming them on Trump and not on Wes Ward and the Democrats in Maryland, then, yeah, your message doesn't land because you're blaming the wrong people. And so I hope that helps. I was just going through some of the, I was getting my pictures back from yesterday. You guys probably remember I was sitting on the show starving to death. Yes. By the time I got home, but just so you know, I was doing new headshots down there in DC yesterday. By the time I got home, I was so hungry. You cannot even imagine. And then I was a little bit late picking up Olivia. Now, being a little bit late picking her up doesn't really mean much because, you know, it's not really late considering they're, you know, they're still there. But I told Olivia I would be there by 3:30, 4 o'clock. Well, wouldn't you know, she chewed me out yesterday. I'm like, really? Really? And when Alex was leaving the studio, he said, yeah, you know, my fiance, she said, I thought Olivia would look like Kim. She said, I didn't think it was an exact copy and paste. I said, yeah. So everywhere we go, everyone's like, oh my God, you're like twins. And then, of course, she always gets in the car and she goes, I look nothing like you. I don't. I look nothing like you. And then now I'm going through these pictures from yesterday. My headshots, all I can see is Olivia. It's so funny how the world works, isn't it? All right. You know, earlier in the show, I did tell you that we were going to get to Melania Trump's presser and her comments that she made. And I want to make sure that we do that. Yesterday, she did come out and she addressed, I guess, what people are saying is her relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And so we were told that not only the White House correspondents were they not told about the presser, but President Trump didn't even know that Melania Trump was doing this press conference. Here's just a piece of that. Take a listen.
I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. My attorneys and I have fought these unfounded and baseless lies with success and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation. To date, several individuals and companies have been legally obligated to publicly apologize and retract their lies about me, such as Daily Beast, James Carville, and HarperCollins, UK. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth. Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. Melania Trump, that's from her impromptu presser yesterday at the White House. As you heard the reporters, they were basically screaming. Remember, they were not given any heads up about this presser. And Jacqueline, she's the White House correspondent with Fox News. She went on and was speaking to Peter Doocy and said, yeah, you know, all of a sudden we were told that Melania was coming out. She said, we literally have maybe 3 minutes to prepare. And then she came out the door. And she said, you know, we had even no idea what she was going to be speaking about. She was saying, we didn't know if it was about some of the initiatives that she's been taking on as a first lady. And then she comes out and she mentions James Carville and a few others that have been saying that she's been completely linked, in their opinion, to Jeffrey Epstein. She wanted to clear that up, but they had no idea about it. And then President Trump was asked later on if he knew about it, and he said no. He didn't. I guess he watched it on TV just like everybody else. And so obviously this is something that really upset her. And I went back to see, because of course there's this email that's making its round that they're saying, you know, allegedly went back and forth between Melania and Jeffrey Epstein back in 2002. So that would have been before he was convicted of any of the underage or child rape crimes or trafficking. But even so, she's saying, look, there was no connection. I saw where there were also comments saying that they believe that Jeffrey Epstein is the one that linked Melania and President Trump to one another. And she was saying, no, that is just not true. So, you know, I saw where Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, she talked about they are going to have more congressional hearings when they get back from break. And they're going to be speaking to people again in regards to Epstein. I guess some of the victims are now going to be heard from. She made a list. I didn't jot it down, but she made a list that she posted on her social accounts of the victims that have decided to come forward. So if you want to check out that list and check out those individuals and their stories, feel free to do so. Again, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna. I saw the list on X, and she was using the same kind of, I guess you could say it's not like a technical piece, but, you know, you could tell that it was a copy and paste from Facebook, if that makes any sense. So I would assume that that list is also on Facebook as well. But I just wanted to share that with you. Also, I wanted to share with you, if I could here, before we get into some of these local stories, and don't forget, in the next hour, we will talk about the Apple Store. And that is the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. If you want to go to WCBM.com or take the poll question within the app, are you surprised the Apple Store is the latest departure at Towson Town Center? Many of you are weighing in, and 94% of you say no, that you were not surprised. 6% of you say that you are surprised. As I noted, and we'll get into this, like I said, the next hour, there are many people that frequent Towson Mall, or they go every once in a while, and they all say, regardless of the time of day or evening, the Apple Store is always jam-packed. Like, you've got to take a number to, you know, before you can be seen by a representative there. And so, you know, there were some people say that they were, you know, shocked that they were closing things up there in Towson, which will be on June 11th, by the way, if you're wondering when's the last day you can make it over there to the Apple Store. But also, the closest Apple Store from Towson Town Center would be in Columbia Mall. And so, of course, there's people reacting to, you know, the fact that that is a bit far out, especially if you're taking public transportation. Maybe you're somebody that relies on ride shares or taxis. So if you're going to the Apple Store to possibly get your phone fixed or something else, you know, going on with your phone, I mean, that's quite a trip to take if you live in the Towson area. So anyways, we won't talk about this, but go ahead and take part in our poll. Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. I just wanted to share this with you real quick, only because I saw it while I was scrolling online last night. And I thought, you can't be serious. Is the LGBTQ community, is it getting larger? Are they adding more letters? I thought I did a really great job. And this is really my plea for them to stop. I thought I did a great job. I knew all the letters at LGBTQIA+. Brian, the producer, I can't do any better than that. Okay? The only things I've been able to memorize in my lifetime is that right there, the, you know, IA+, and the multiplication table. I think I did that back in fifth grade. Other than that, My brain is cooked. I can't do it. Okay. I'm a lot older. I'm not learning new things. I'm like an old dog, right? You can't teach me new tricks. It's over. It's over. I'm 44. Okay. Well, anyways, in Canada, in case you missed it, right north of us, in Canada, they have decided to extend this, you know, alphabet soup. Okay. That's the only way I can describe it. Apparently, there are more letters than LGBTQIA+. I just wanted you to take a listen because, honestly, I was shocked. And then I'll tell you exactly who these people are. Take a listen.
Deal with the ongoing genocide of MMIWG2SLGBTQIA+. This is abhorrent.
Now, can you say that 5 times fast? Can you even say it at all? Here we go. Here we go. MMIWG2SLGBTQIA. Couple things. How did the other letters that just arrived, how did they get ahead of the LGBTQIA+? How did that happen? How did that happen? Canada, you've got a lot of issues in Canada. I would say your universal health care is probably one of them. But, you know, meanwhile, they had this huge press conference, by the way, right? And these are local officials, by the way, that held this press conference. And then with the press conference, and it's online if you want to check it out. I know Will Cain, he was talking about this on Fox News. In the press conference, they actually brought out people in drag to talk more about how this is very important to them and how they believe that community specifically is under attack. I honestly, here in 2026, I didn't think the people were under attack in that community. Did you guys think that? Brian, the producer, I thought we were getting better with this. Like, it appeared to me that we've moved on, right? It's like, okay, you live with everyone else. I don't think anybody's really messing with you. But according to those in Canada, apparently, you know, that is. I wanted to go through this, you know, just a second. Just so you know, the MMIWG2SLGBTQ, well, now there's double Qs. Oh, look at me. So it was MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+. Apparently, it stands for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, Two-Spirit People, along with the LGBTQ+ community. Now, they didn't address the other Q. So I don't know. What's the other Q for? Because that one Q is already for queer. Isn't that right? Yeah. So what's also with queer? I don't know. Anyways, in Canada, if you're part of that LGBTQ community, you have the utmost respect from those in Canada. And if you're thinking about moving out of the U.S., maybe you hate President Trump or Republicans, I would suggest you go that way. Go north. Go north. Because they do care a lot. And, you know, and like I said, in Canada, they've got a lot of issues. And for this to be top of the list, unbelievable in my eyes. But you know what? Who am I? Who am I? All right, we get back. I did want to just press a little bit on the Free Beacon article that was released by Andrew Kerr. We had Andrew on this show, and we had him on. Remember, he was talking about Governor Wes Moore and the fact that the thesis that he supposedly wrote at Oxford, they could not find it. Now, that thesis was on radical Islam, and that thesis is pretty much the reason that he was able to secure the White House fellowship with Condoleezza Rice. Now, Andrew Kerr, you know, spoke to those at Oxford, spoke to Governor Wes Moore's team, and he asked if he could see the thesis. Well, Governor Wes Moore told Andrew Kerr and also Armstrong Williams, his friend, that he was too busy to find it, and so that he would not be handing it over. Now, Oxford said that there is a thesis, but they also don't know where it is. Now, I can imagine those at Oxford absolutely love Wes Moore, and wouldn't Oxford love to have one day a president in the White House, right? So, like, you know, when they said that, I thought, well, they're not going to bash the guy, right? They're not going to bash him. And so they can't find the thesis. But one thing that we noted at that time is Andrew Kerr, when he came on the show, he said, Kim, the crazy part about it is that thesis was supposed to be about radical Islam. And there was never any mention of Hamas. But when Wes Moore went on the interview with Armstrong Williams, he told Armstrong the thesis itself was about Hamas. So the thesis, I guess the premise of the thesis, has even changed over time. Well, anyways, there's a big story supposedly about to drop. I will get back here from the break, and I will share with you what Andrew Kerr has shared with the entire internet. Stay right there.
Johns Hopkins is seeking individuals age 60 and older who are experiencing mild memory issues to participate in a research study funded by the National Institute on Aging. The research aims to explore the connection between stress and memory. Participants will need to visit Johns Hopkins Bayview twice now with a follow-up visit in 2 years. You may receive up to $300 compensation for your time. If you're interested, please call 410-550-2036. That's 410-550-2036.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin, just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
To those in the MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+ community. Good morning, everyone. I do. I hope everyone's having a great morning. You know, at that point, Brian, the producer, why not just say it, right? Just say what it stands for, the missing, and, you know, because by the time you do all that, I mean, you might as well have just said it. I mean, it takes just as much energy. Anyways, energy. Speaking of energy, Governor Westmore and his team, they've been putting a lot of energy on the social media, right? Even the Maryland Democrats, we touched on it just a little bit yesterday. Gary Collins has been getting attacked, you know, from all directions, whether it's the Maryland Dems, whether it's his spokesperson, Governor Moore's campaign spokesperson, Carter Elliott, and then even the governor's communications director there on, in his administration has also started attacking Gary Collins. Now, Gary Collins is on Spotlight of Maryland. We've been actually playing a lot of the sound because Gary Collins is actually asking Governor Westmore, the questions that we all have. And they are tough questions, I'm sure, for Governor Moore to respond to, but it's self-inflicted, right? The things that we want to talk to Governor Moore about are things that he has said himself in the past. We're not pulling the stuff out of thin air. And I even said yesterday, not to give him too much, you know, food for thought, but I said, look, you know, your best bet at this point is to do a primetime sit down with a big name and just say, you know what? Yeah, I lied. That's your best bet. Because right now, here you are, and it's not, you know, you've got, what is it, the June primary, right? The June primary is coming up. You don't have any contests there. So all you have to do is pray that everybody forgets about it in November. And then by then, you've got to have at least one achievement under your belt, right? You got to do something. You can't just prance around, you know, to these different talk shows on Sunday and then, you know, all across the country, you know, stumping for candidates. That's not going to work. You're going to have to do something here on the home front, whether you like it or not. All right. When it comes to the Free Beacon, you can see this at thefreebeacon.com. Westmore attacks the local newspaper. Moore has faced scrutiny for making false claims about his academic, military, and family backgrounds. Now, here in Maryland, we are very familiar with this, but this is now a national story. Okay. So in this article, Andrew Kerr has pointed out some of the things that he's been called out on in the past. Right now, you've got Spotlight on Maryland's managing editor, Candy Woodall, saying just on Wednesday that the Moore team was warned, or the Moore team warned her privately in January that would work, that the work she's doing at the Sun would tarnish the reputation by sending, quote, files to every media reporter in the country if it continued its probe into Moore's military records. So basically what they did is they basically said, look, you know, they're making a threat. You better not keep digging into Wes Moore's military record or we're going to destroy the Sun. Okay? That's according to Candy Woodall. This is all alleged. And it's according to her that that was the message she received from the Moore's team. Well, anyways, the Moore team then followed through on that threat this week, some may say, by publishing a trove of documents provided by Moore's office showing their communication with the Sun reporters dating back to November. Though the documents shed light on the nature of the Sun's pending reporting and show that the Sun reporters believe Moore's team has stonewalled their inquiries for months, they also reveal that Moore and his team believe that the paper is being weaponized by its owner, David Smith. Now, we talked about this. And so when we spoke to Tory Snow yesterday, remember, he says, I think there's a big shoe to drop. And it seems to me that there is. And of course, many journalists, in case you don't know how it works behind the scene, they have to reach out to you to get your opinion or to respond to it before they go public with the story. So it seems to me that Spotlight on Maryland has reached out to the Moore team. And it sounds or seems to me, based on their meltdown on social media, is that they don't have a proper response. And so this shoe is going to drop with whatever response they've given to Spotlight on Maryland. And they're upset and they're worried. So Tory Snow was correct about that yesterday. All right. Again, that's in the Free Beacon if you want to take a look at it. Coming up next, lots of local stories, some bills, and the Apple Store in Towson.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The government's newly released price report confirms what many of us already knew. Budget-busting inflation came roaring back last month.
The March Consumer Price Index report showed prices up 0.9% from a month earlier and 3.3% from a year earlier, the largest annual increase since May of 2024. Markets were a little moved by the numbers, which were in line with economists' expectations.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett, ahead of this weekend's U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan.
Gulf state Kuwait has accused Iran of launching drone attacks, despite the ceasefire in the Iran war. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has denied the claim. The Kuwaiti statement comes as President Donald Trump has cast doubt on the effectiveness of the two-week ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has offered a potential boost to peace efforts by approving direct talks with Lebanon. The government in Beirut has not yet responded. Talks between the US and Iran have been expected this weekend in Islamabad, Pakistan. I'm Charles de Letesma.
An Iranian news agency insisting the talks will not happen unless Israel stops its attacks on Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. President Trump criticizes Iran for restricting ship movement through the crucial Strait of Hormuz. This is homecoming day for the Artemis II astronauts following their historic lunar mission, their journey around the far side of the moon. The four space travelers are on track to splash down off the coast of Southern California. Their capsule will re-enter Earth's atmosphere at a blistering 24,000 miles per hour, slowing to just 19 miles per hour at splashdown in the Pacific off San Diego. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been mixed. Right now, the Dow is down about 157 points, while the NASDAQ is trading 149 points higher, and the S&P better by 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You're not just overweight, you're in survival mode. No pill or crash diet's going to fix that. They don't address why your body is storing fat. At PhD Weight Loss, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom, a signal that your metabolism, hormones, and stress response need attention. Fix that, and the weight comes off naturally. Call PhD Weight Loss, mention Mike G, you'll get 2 weeks free, and they'll pay for your food. Call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, mention Mike G, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. The Baltimore Police Dive Team is now part of the search for a man who went missing early Saturday after a night out in Fells Point. 27-year-old Branson Odor was seen on video in the 1600 block of Thames Street, outside of the horse you came in on. Odor is described as 5'9" and 150 pounds. He was last seen wearing a tan-colored shirt and a light-colored ball cap. Anyone with information about his whereabouts are asked to call police. And Fox 45 reports that security officers across Baltimore walked off the job Thursday, mounting a one-day strike that escalated a labor dispute with contractor Abacus Corporation. Union-backed workers alleged retaliation and intimidation tied to organizing efforts, claims the company flatly denied. Non-union officers supported by Service Employees International Union Local 32BJ picketed and pointed to unfair labor practice allegations, while an Abacus official said the allegations are unproven and insisted the company categorically denies any unlawful conduct. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds back home tonight to start a six-game homestand. The Giants are in for three, beginning at 7:15. Diamondbacks follow next week. Shane Boz makes his third start tonight opposite Landon Roop. Manager Albernaz was asked after the White Sox series if he was happy where his team stands right now at 6-6.
No need to panic after a tough series in Pittsburgh. You know, our guys just keep their head down and day one approach every single day, show up to the field, continue to get better and compete.
Near perfect weather conditions at Augusta National yesterday as the 90th edition of the Masters Tournament teed off, and defending champ Rory McIlroy took full advantage, shooting a 5-under par 67, placing him in a tie for the lead with Sam Burns. McIlroy tees off at 1:44 this afternoon. Two-time champ Scottie Scheffler is 3-back at 2-under, and he tees off at 10:19 in the morning. Coming up in 30 minutes, what the Ravens players think of Declan Doyle's offense. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a fantastic Friday with lots of sunshine and noticeably warmer temperatures as temperatures soar into the low 70s. Partly cloudy with a few sprinkles overnight and temperatures back in the mild low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
56 in Bel Air, 56 in Edgemere, and 58 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter. 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? I think we've had some great conversations thus far. We were speaking in studio with Alex Harlan, running in Baltimore County's 42A. Before that, we were speaking to Chris Burnett, running in Congressional District Number 6. As I mentioned as well, that district can be flipped. If we pay attention to it, we can do it. Now, there's other Republicans in that primary as well, and they are more than, I'm more than happy to speak with all of them. We did have Mariella Rocha on the show. And I think Robin Ficker is also running in that primary, but I have not talked to him as of yet. So hopefully we can have him on the show. Of course, you know, I don't want to put my thumb on the scale. You know, I want you guys to hear from everyone, and then you make your own decision on your own time. We did talk about President Trump's True Social post and how he ripped into the so-called influencers that are anti-Israel. We did talk about Melania Trump's impromptu press conference and how she's putting a lot of distance between herself and the late Jeffrey Epstein. You know what? With that one, I would think that there's more to drop here because she mentioned James Carville in that impromptu presser. And I know he's been harping on her a lot lately, but, you know, to me, it just seemed like, you know, this was kind of rushed. As we mentioned, the White House correspondents, they had no idea that she was coming out. I wanted to see if Caroline Leavitt was going to respond to see if she had any idea that Melania was coming forth. I don't know. I think that would be interesting to see. But anyways, as you heard from Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, they will be speaking to the victims of Jeffrey Epstein as soon as they get back from break in their congressional hearings. So we'll watch that for sure. Also, we talked about Governor Wes Moore's meltdown on social media this past week. It has been a lot more interesting than usual. And even last week, I noted, I said, look, the poll numbers from the UMBC poll, they were bad for sure. Right. And I think it was kind of, you know, eye opening when Governor Wes Moore was booed at Camden Yards during opening day. Sure. But the meltdown from his spokesperson and others, like, you know, they're used to this. Like, you know, it was very odd. Right. For Carter Elliott to have, you know, such an episode on X due to the booing and to the UMBC poll, that never made any sense. You know, just as Alex Harlan was talking about how people forget, right? They have amnesia. They forget after a while. And so the booing at Camden Yards, I mean, think about it. Is that at the top of your mind right now? Not really. It was last week, right? Last Monday, you know, after it all happened, it's like, oh, wow. And so for a couple of days there, we were talking about it for a bit. But no, it's not at the top of my mind now. I mean, we're, you know, in this war with Iran, right? That's usually how this works. So for somebody as seasoned as Carter Elliott, to see him lashing out and to see, you know, people on Wes Moore's team lashing out against Gary Collins, that's odd. That's peculiar. That's not normal. And so according to the Free Beacon, we just talked about Andrew Kerr in his latest article. They're saying that Spotlight on Maryland has something heavy to drop when it comes to Governor Wes Moore. Now, like I said, this is not an October surprise. So to drop it now, right after the filing deadline, it's not like another Democrat can jump in that race. To drop it now is quite interesting. And you do wonder if people are going to remember it by the time, you know, November rolls around. But I would say by, you know, judging just a freak out, right, the panic from his team, I'm going to go ahead on a limb and I'm going to say it's going to be that devastating. And it looks to me, I could be totally wrong, it looks to me that a lot of this has to do with his military record. I could be totally wrong on this, but that's how it seems currently. All right, when that shoe drops, trust, we'll talk about it. I wanted to get into what's going on in Towson, if I could. The Towson Town Center has some issues. It's been having issues for years. You see the juveniles running amok, all the chaos. We've had the caller that would tell us about the arcade and how that was making things much worse. And, of course, we saw a lot of the videos, right? We heard some of the footage from the Baltimore County police scanner. I mean, you know, we know that it's a problem. You've had carjackings, you've had stabbings, you've had domestic violence issues, all right there at Towson Town Center, which used to be an upscale mall. And I would say that it's still not, you know, terrible. It's not a terrible mall. I love the Cheesecake Factory. If we could just divert to that real quick. I hope they don't leave. I love the Cheesecake Factory. Oh, now I'm thinking about it. Anyways, now you have a situation where the Apple Store is heading out. And remember, we just saw in that one week where you had some of the high-end stores, a lot of those stores are leaving as well. I want you to take a listen to the sound from Channel 11, and then we'll talk about the conditions the Apple Store is pointing to for the reason why they're leaving.
Apple is citing conditions inside the mall declining and other retailers leaving for their reasoning to shut the doors permanently for the Apple Store inside the Towson Town Center. But the union tells us they're not really buying that reasoning. And now the union is looking to take legal action.
It's really upsetting because the Apple Store is a huge anchor to people coming to the mall.
A big store drawing in people like Joe Maids to the Towson Town Center. The Apple Store, which according to the company, is set to close its stores permanently here on June 11th.
Instead, you can go anywhere else now. Feel for all the little small mom and pop shops that are in there too, because losing a big anchor like that doesn't end up well for the other stores.
Apple announcing the closure of three stores, all inside malls or shopping centers across the nation on Thursday, including the Towson Town Center. The company says the closures are, quote, following the departures of several retailers and declining conditions. Towson employees will be eligible to apply for open roles at Apple in accordance with the collective bargaining agreement. The Towson Town Center location is the first Apple store that unionized in the nation in 2022. The union representing them, IAM, says they're outraged by the closure announcement, saying in part, quote, Apple's claim that the collective bargaining agreement prevents relocation is simply false and raises serious concerns that this closure is a cynical attempt to bust the union. Meanwhile, frequent Apple customers like Linda Monroe say the store seems to always be busy.
So it's always busy when you go?
All the time, 24/7. Every time this mall opens, the first store people are jetting to is to Apple.
It is really interesting because it is the first one to unionize, and you kind of see more and more Starbucks closings at that too. And what's the big thing about Starbucks is the workers are trying to unionize as well.
And I did reach out to the Towson Chamber of Commerce, the executive director there, Nancy Hafford. She tells me that every time she's been in this mall, which is a lot, she does work closely with the Towson Town Center. She sees a long line going out of the doors of the Apple Store. She also added that the mall did have an excellent holiday season, in her words. I did reach out to the company who owns the mall for comment, but I have yet to hear back. We'll keep you posted. I'm Tori Yorgi, TV 11 News.
All right, so there you have it. I do want to hear from you on this one. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll get back to the question of the day, which has to do with this as well in just a second. But conditions declining. Let's read into those lines, if we shall. I don't mean to laugh. Look, you know, and I heard there, Tori Yorgi, she said that she reached out to the mall itself to try to get a comment. They did not respond. I bet they didn't. I bet they did not. That mall is going under. Now, why is it going under? Because think about this. Towson Town Center really, truly, in my view, survived the COVID pandemic. Okay? It survived. The problem is, after the COVID pandemic, you had Maryland legislators making all these excuses saying that the juveniles and all these people, they've been locked up and they were on home detention, and now they're out and about and they just want to get out and they need that space to just, you know, breathe at this point. Remember that? They said because of the COVID pandemic and being locked in the house, that's why you had juveniles in the streets at Towson Town Center creating all this chaos. Now, you've had more than one carjacking there in the parking garage at Towson Town Center. You even had a stabbing, if you remember that. There was also a stabbing not too far from that outer door of the Cheesecake Factory. And then you've had attempted carjackings also in the parking lot at Towson Town Center. Now, I assume that we probably didn't even get all of the reportings on the attempted carjackings because they were attempted, right? So I assume that it's probably a little worse than we thought. Now, when we've talked to our friends that are in that area and that actually attend some of the meetings in that area, we were told that the arcade that's there at the mall was one of the root causes for all of these juveniles that do not live in Towson, for them being there on the property even way after curfew and even after the mall itself has closed. And so then you had another situation where you've had these juveniles coming to the arcade, and I'm sure that's what they're telling their parents, right? And then they get there, and, you know, those kids and their peers, they decide to, you know, cause all this chaos and possibly rob people. We've heard about robberies at gunpoint there at Towson. And so when we also heard about, remember there was a stabbing in the parking lot there on the far side outside of Nordstrom. It was right on the outside there where you got Nordstrom and that Sheraton Hotel across the street. If you recall, after that stabbing, it was at 11 a.m. on a Saturday. Do you remember that? When they did the interviews after that stabbing, there was a woman there, a white woman with her daughter. And she came up and she spoke to Fox 45 and she said, I am just shocked. I cannot believe this just happened. And that incident turned out to be more of a domestic violence case, right? It was, you know, a girlfriend and a boyfriend. It wasn't like a random attack. But I remember watching that interview and looking at that mom's face. And at that point, I said, okay, she's never going back. She's never going back. And as a mother myself and seeing her daughter standing there, right? And she wasn't afraid to put her daughter's face on camera. Seeing her daughter standing there, and her daughter must have been 11 or 12 years old. I thought, wow, that is a signal right there to mothers and fathers, to families in general, that here you could come to the mall 11 o'clock on a Saturday in the morning, as soon as it opens, and you could still be in a situation where your daughter, your young daughter, witnesses a stabbing. People aren't going for that. I want to get your thoughts. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. People are not going for that. I know for myself, when I go to the mall, if I'm going right in like White Marsh Mall, if I'm going just into the Macy's, you know, real quick, I will take Olivia with me sometimes, right into that Macy's, and then we can go right back to the car. But if I need to spend a significant amount of time at the mall, a lot of times I won't take Olivia with me. Now, it's not just because, you know, sometimes you see kids in there, clearly not there shopping. I don't know why. Why do we still allow, like, you know, the all-black clothing and the ski mask situation? I don't know why we still allow that. But I don't even want her around that situation. Okay? My daughter's very observant. I'm sure your kids are very observant, or your grandkids. You know, here it is, and it's 70 degrees outside. You got a group of young guys, black guys, let's be honest, walking around in all black clothing, clearly not shopping for anything, joking and goofing off in the mall, and they've got their faces covered. What the hell is that all about? And why is it allowed? And so then we had, you know, the chaos at White Marsh Mall, and then we realized that security, apparently, they can't really do much of anything about it. Remember? I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're going to get to the question of the day. I also have some comments in the text line. I want to see, I'm going to read some of the comments that I see on the WCBM Facebook page in regards to these questions as well. And I think a lot of people make a lot of great points here. At the same time, you know, when we're thinking about where Towson, not just Towson, where all of these malls are headed, you know, if the local legislators, right? That's your House delegate, your state senator, and those on the councils, the county councils. If you can't get this straightened out, do you really deserve to be reelected? To those running for Baltimore County Executive, think about this. You're about to lose Towson Town Center, and you're already on the county council. Do you really deserve to be the county executive? I don't think so. We'll discuss more about this when we get back. Right now, joining us on the phone is my good friend, JB the Ouch Guy, one of the straight shooting personal injury attorneys right here in Maryland. JB, it's finally beautiful outside, sunny skies, no snow, perfect driving weather. Why are crashes going up when the roads look so good?
Hey, Kim. Thanks for having me. So, actually, people are often fooled by the nice weather, and they think that because the weather is nice, accidents are down, but it's not true. Actually, the nicer the weather, the higher the rate of accidents because people, they let their guard down. You know what I mean? And so the people are out for the weekend and you know, they're doing the drive and kids are riding bikes and the delivery men are all out and you're, you know, you put the top down and your windows are down and you sometimes go a little bit too fast and accidents happen more in the summer and in the nice weather than they do in the winter.
Yeah, sadly, JB, that does happen. I see it all the time. I guess my question is, so what should our listeners do if they should get hit by a distracted driver on their end?
Oh, sure. So call me right away. The insurance companies, they're going to try to blame you right away. They're going to try to put words in your mouth. And the best thing you can do is to make sure that you are fairly represented. And that's my job. I'm going to fight them hard so you have fair representation. And, you know, I'm going to obviously make sure that you get paid for your medical bills if you have any and lost wages and your pain and suffering and all that. But there's no games and there's no hidden fees on my end. So you're not going to pay me any money. There's zero money out of your pocket. Unless we win, obviously. And you know, that's what we do. We've recovered millions and millions, and we continue doing that.
Yeah, JB, real quick, before you give your contact information, I just want to tell you, you didn't see me, but I was actually right behind you on opening day at the kosher hot dog stand. And you didn't see me, but I was like, oh, my gosh, it's JB.
So, actually, it's funny because the next morning, I think you spoke about it on the show, and I was not listening because I was in court, but a buddy of mine sent me the audio, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Like,
yeah.
And so I actually reached out to you on Instagram, and I guess, you know, our inboxes have changed. But, yeah, no, I did see that, and my daughter's wearing that jersey today, actually, for Orioles Spirit Day. So.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Well, JB, again, it was great to see you out there because you're always in the community, and you've got solid advice for us. Please let them know what is the best way for people to contact you.
No, for sure, anytime. So we're open 24/7. It's 877-OUCH-911. Or you can go to ouchguy.com. Easy ways to get me. I'm right there in Reichstown Sound Road. I'm a couple blocks from the studio. It's 877-OUCH-911.
Thanks, JB. Have a good one.
You too. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Previously on Casey and Company.
People that do work in these agencies, where's your pride? How can you work in a state agency that allows this to happen? Yes, there are some whistleblowers. Thank God for you that you've been able to blow the whistle on some of these things. But if you are in charge of working in children and this doesn't outrage you and this doesn't want you to affect change, get out because you don't belong in the first place.
Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right, we were talking about what's going on at the Towson Town Center, the Apple Store, the big anchor store there. They're leaving in June. You know, we were also talking about right outside of the Towson Town Center, all those restaurants there. The Green Turtle, remember, they did close. You got a lot of things leaving Towson. And you know what's so crazy? You got Pat Young. He's running for county executive. You got Julian Jones running for county executive. You got Izzy Patoka running for county executive. All these guys, they're all running for county executive. But here on Baltimore County Council, they did absolutely nothing to save Towson. Which, if you're thinking about Baltimore County, I mean, that's where your focus should be. Towson, Hunt Valley, right? There are people in Hunt Valley now complaining about what's going on up there. And I told you, in the Wegmans parking lot, you know, and I love Wegmans, and this isn't indicative for what's inside Wegmans. It's always nice up there. But I did see like an exchange, a handoff. I don't know if it was marijuana. I don't know. But I was like, wait a minute. Get that out of here. This is Hunt Valley, for crying out loud. DSW's right there. That's how I felt about it. But it's like, you know, but these people, they feel emboldened to do these things in broad daylight, because they know that there's really no consequences. There isn't any accountability. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I've got Peter in Hamilton. Peter, did you think the Apple Store was on its way out?
No, I didn't. But I had an appointment to get my computer fixed, and the corporate office said, do you want me to make an appointment? I said, no, not there. I'll go to the Micro Center. Because I'm 75 years old. I'm not going to carry a $2,000 computer in a bag and take a chance. More than likely, nothing will happen to me. But my perception is going to make my blood pressure go up.
Yeah.
of the possibility. So I'm going to pay money where I could get it done free at the Apple computer, but I don't want to do the shoulda, coulda, woulda story myself.
Yeah, yeah. No, Peter, I don't blame you. I guess let me ask you this, Peter. You know, your opinion, now that the Apple store, I mean, that's the huge anchor. Now that they're leaving, I mean, do you think that the stores that are still there, like the Cheesecake Factory, do you think they're on their way out?
Which?
The Cheesecake Factory or some of those other larger...
Oh, yeah, I think just the people's perception, my general perception, that it's dangerous. Like I say, more than likely nothing will happen. But it's there, you know, they're residing in you, the feeling of distress.
Yeah, yeah, I'm right.
It should be a place of happiness and spend money till you're sick.
Right, right, because you're at the mall. Now you're clutching your pearls and clutching your purse. I believe it, too. Peter, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Same to you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Don't forget the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you surprised the Apple Store is the latest departure at Towson Town Center? You go back and see what some of you are saying here before I get to the next call. Don't forget, you can weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Right now, 95% of you say no, you're not surprised. 5% of you say yes, you are surprised. I will say, as far as my thoughts here, I'm actually surprised that the Apple Store went so soon. I didn't see them pack it up by June, you know, because it is always busy in there. I got George in Towson. Hey, George, what's going on?
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
I'm here with Sard. We're driving down into Spanberger's Communist Virginia on the road.
Well, good luck down there. Yeah.
Sarge loves you, too. Say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
You met Sarge at a couple of your events.
Yep.
Anyway, my feeling has been this for a few years. For by letting the juveniles run crazy in the mall and through Towson, I believe and have believed that they, the Democrats, are trying to ruin that mall so they can eventually flip it over and build low-income housing right in the center of Towson.
You think that's the plan here, huh?
I think that's the secret underlying plan of a Johnny Olszewski or an Izzy Patoka or whoever else, a Julian Jones. We got to keep these people out of there. They've ruined Towson. They're ruining the county. I mean, I don't know who votes for them, just like you. I'm like, explain it to me like I'm a little child. Yeah. How do you vote for these people?
Yeah, well, it's also very interesting because, George, look, I bet you're spot on with this, but where would those people even work? You know what I mean? Like, there are less and less places for people to find employment in Towson these days.
Yeah, it's murder up there. But on another note, I texted you last week. I finally got fitted for my tampon size.
Oh, gosh. Remember, well, don't describe.
Extra,
this is a family extra, show, George. Don't describe that
extra,
one.
Extra, extra, extra small, so I got lucky there.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
One more thing. One more thing. Yep. I have a homework assignment for Terrell, since he sits around all week waiting to call you. Now, he says he worked at Sparrow's Point, so I'm assuming he worked with a lot of men. I'd like him to come up with, for us, a list of all of the men he worked with who were pregnant. He can work on that for the next week or so.
All right. Well, I'm sure he's listening. Thank you, George. Thank you to you both. Stay safe down there in Virginia. Have a great weekend.
We love you.
Love you, too. Have a great weekend. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Also, I did want to play the sound for you. Did you know that Hunter Biden is challenging Eric Trump and Don Jr. to like a duel, like a match, an MMA beef style match? Yeah, I got that audio for you too. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is wheels up for Vice President Vance on his way to Pakistan, leading the U.S. delegation for tomorrow's peace talks with Iran. The talks come as a two-week ceasefire hangs on by a thread. Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon continue trading fire, and Tehran maintains control of the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Ukraine's president says his country played a role in the Iran war, shooting down Iranian-designed drones in a number of Mideast countries. An ambush and an hours-long standoff has ended with the death of a sheriff's deputy and a suspect in Tulare County, California, started when police showed up to serve an eviction notice. Soaring gas prices caused a spike in inflation last month. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 141 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 155 points higher. More details, srnnews.com.
Man, I love this place.
I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A couple of O's batting averages to take note of 12 games in, and again, this is only 12 games, as they prepare for the Giants tonight at 7:15. Pete Alonso hitting 188, Colton Cowser's at 182, Sam Bisaio 167, and Kobe Mayo 133. The quartet, a combined 22 of 130 at the plate, two homers, six driven in. Manager Albanez asked specifically about Alonso, who's hit the ball on the nose often, but right at somebody.
Unlucky is a good way to put it. The other team has positioning numbers, too, that we play, so they put them in the right spot.
Alonso's average exit velocity this year is higher than last year, when he hit a career-high 272 and mashed 38 home runs. Meanwhile, his batting average this season is only 245, but Gunnar Henderson has made his 12 hits count. Seven for extra bases, four of them home runs. That's half the team's total. Manager Albanez on the shortstop's contribution after the White Sox series.
It was great to see Gunnar shoot that ball to the left field with the lefty. It was great to see him score from first on the first one. It opened up a little bit. But no, I think that's where our offense is clicking, where we're getting guys on base, causing traffic, working the pitcher.
A lot of E-words being thrown around by Ravens players as they describe new offensive coordinator Declan Doyle's offense. Here's Mark Andrews' take.
Very exciting. You know, just looking at the offenses in the past, it's going to be fun. We're going to be electric and excited to get into this and make this offense our own.
Now here's wide receiver Zay Flowers.
I'm thinking the same thing. Explosive plays, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to play in.
So if you're keeping score, it's exciting, electric, and explosive. And finally, a subtle jab the other day in Owings Mills from Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton, commenting on the tenure of John Harbaugh in Baltimore.
Start thinking about all the personal moments that you had, and I'm excited for him, excited for us. I think he's got a great opportunity up there in New York and stole a lot of our players.
Five players in all now have followed Harbaugh to New York. Coming up in 30 minutes, Rory McIlroy trying to make it two in a row. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a really nice Friday underway with lots of sunshine and temperatures headed for the low 70s. Partly cloudy with a few sprinkles overnight and temperatures back in the low 50s. This weekend will be dry, bright and sunny, and actually very seasonable with highs in the upper 60s both days. Early next week, the summer heat is on. Highs will soar into the low 80s starting on Monday and stay there all week long. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Maryland's current political leadership favors tampons in the boys' bathroom. Do you favor tampons in the boys' bathroom? Well, if you don't, maybe you ought to consider voting for me. Go to my website, BernieFlowers.com, and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I'm running for Congress in Maryland's 3rd District. Go to my website and donate the cost of a cup of coffee. Help me change Maryland. I'm Bernie Flowers, and I approve this message.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
Reisterstown to Pigtown. From Westminster to Bel Air South. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, we're talking about the Apple Store leaving the Towson Town Center. And I'm sure we're going to hear more about this next week when the mall itself responds to this tenant. Really, the biggest, the largest one they have. I'm sure doing the most amount of sales. Now they're leaving, June 11th. Whew. Towson has really gone downhill and very quickly. Very quickly. You know, all those people, remember I was knocking on those doors there in Rogers Forge? I would love to know their thoughts about the Apple Store leaving and how Towson Town Center is just going to waste. I did want to talk, well, you know what? Let me give you guys a little bit of the comments that I saw, because I did see some comments. A lot of people weighing in on this on Facebook, by the way. Let's see. A guy named Will says, you know, interesting enough, I was present when a man did a smash and grab at the Apple Store in Annapolis. The weirdest thing about it is 10 minutes beforehand, I was asking one of the sales guys, did it ever happen? And then it happened. And he says, you know, isn't that something? I wonder if you were in on it, Will. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Just joshing, yeah. Let's see. Dick says, as always predicted decades ago during initial discussions about the proposed light rail stop. And here you have it. It has happened. Lance says, declining conditions. That's an interesting way of saying you've got fatigue. That's how I took it. I would think that anybody is going to take it this way. Okay? Because we're talking about juveniles out of control, robbing at gunpoint, the carjackings, they're all done by young black people. Okay? And they talk about this thing about black fatigue. And, you know, you can't, obviously, you should not. It's unconstitutional to do any racial profiling. But when you have young kids in there that are clearly not shopping, right? They don't care about your curfew and they're wearing face masks, these ski masks over their faces, you should probably do something about them. Really, you should do something about them. Because me as a black woman, I don't want any parts. If I see that situation, I walk in the opposite direction. Okay? It is not racist for you to do so. You're just very observant. Right? You just know what the heck's about to go down. And so, you know, something has to be done. But I doubt that they can at this point. Looks like they're dead set on leaving in June. And it doesn't even look like they can do anything to keep the Apple Store there. So it is what it is. I mean, look, what are we going to do? Lock up the phones there any more than they are already locked up? You couldn't put them behind a glass case. Yikes. Julie says, not surprised at all. The mall has gone downhill. I can't blame them for leaving. Let's see. Rachel says, soon Maryland will not have any malls left. Diane says, that's what happens when the thugs run wild or not being held accountable. All right. Many people are saying the same thing there, as you can hear. They're not surprised. But don't forget, question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. You can still take that poll question. I already gave you my thoughts on it. I am surprised that the Apple Store is leaving in June. I'm not surprised that it's happening. I guess I'm more surprised that it happened so soon. I've got Tony in Towson. Tony, did you want to weigh in?
I did. I grew up in Rogers Forge in the 60s and 70s. We used to take the number 8 up to the Towson Plaza. That's what it used to be called back then. It was a great place to grow up and live, and now I reside in Carroll County. I went back the other day for an appointment, and I was in complete disbelief on how it just corroded and dirty and just not attractive at all, you know, with Towson. It's very upsetting to people who grew up there.
Yeah.
So we need to change, get that changed. And, you know, I'm into this gubernatorial race for Ed Hale. And he's, you know, I was at a meeting with him last night, and he spoke specifically about the state and about areas and businesses leaving. And the reason why they're leaving is because these Democrats, these liberals, are just letting it go to waste. So you want to get it straightened out, you know, to someone who grew up down there, get Hale in the governor, vote for him, because he's a great guy. And he'll get the job done. That's all.
Well, thank you, Tony, so much for calling in. I appreciate you. It sounds like Tony got out of Dodge, right? He went from Towson to Red Carroll County. A lot of people are doing that. I just hate when people that have, like, the liberal mindset. I hate when they move to Carroll County. I don't even live there, and I hate it. Because, if I go into Carroll County, I go in to get away from the liberals in Baltimore County. And then when they start moving in, you're just like, wait a minute, you're not supposed to be here, right? And then you're just they're having, a staring contest, like, dude, leave. Leave! Your kind ain't welcome around here. Nah, you can't say that. Don't say that, all right? Don't say that. You'll get in trouble. I can say it. You cannot say it. If you are not of color, do not say that, okay? All right. You know what some people shouldn't say? Well, probably what Hunter Biden had to say. Now, I haven't seen Hunter Biden in a while, and he has emerged recently. And he's emerged with quite the message for Don Jr. and Eric Trump. And I thought it was interesting. But you know what? When I saw it, I was thinking, okay, I hope that he hasn't relapsed. Because, you know, for me, you know, Hunter is a special case. He's gone through a lot. I know you're probably like, Kim, don't make excuses for him. I'm not. But remember, he was in the car accident that killed both his mom and his little sister. And I bet, you know, his dad running for office, never being home, not having his mother, I'm sure that did a number on him. And you just don't know how, you know, kids are going to react to traumatic things like that. Well, anyways, obviously he deals with substance abuse. And I, for one, I don't like the Bidens, but I want him to get better for his kids and for his wife. But take a listen to this recent message.
Hey guys, Hunter Biden here. I just got a call from Andrew Callahan. He asked me to come out on the Channel 5 Carnival Tour at the end of the month. I think we start in Phoenix, and then we go to San Diego, and we end in Albuquerque. And I think he's trying to organize a cage match, me versus Eric and Don Jr. I told him I'd do it, 100% in, if he can pull it off. And if he can't, I'm still coming. And I think he's got a lot of other surprises up his sleeve. A lot of fun. And I hope I can see you guys out there. You can get tickets online right now. And I'll see you out on tour.
Okay, couple different things here. He's on a carnival tour, regardless if he fights Eric Trump or Don Jr. He's already on the tour. He's booked. I don't know if Hunter is, you know, hard up for cash. I'm not going to be too judgmental, right? It's tough. Troubling times in the economy. But yeah, it gives me relapse vibes, okay? Number one, who's going to oversee what Hunter's doing on this carnival tour? And if you've ever been around carnival people, the ones that are traveling, I would say there are some that tour that are clearly abusing substances. I don't know if you've seen if you've seen them like I've seen them. And so I hope that's not the case. I hope he's not on this tour, you know, partying hard. I hope that he's really just needing cash. Not cash. I don't want you to pay him in cash, actually. I hope that... Give him a check that goes straight to his wife and his baby mama. Can we do that? I mean, he might need money, and that's fine. But I don't want him, you know... I don't want him using it for other activities. Anyways, as I mentioned to Sean Casey this morning, Eric Trump's wingspan, it would really make Hunter, you know, very inferior in some kind of fight with Don Jr. and Eric Trump. There's just no way. Now, I don't know if Don Jr.'s been staying in shape. I know he's got a wedding coming up with Bettina Anderson, so I don't know. Maybe he's been working out. You know what? He's not on social media as much anymore. That's what makes me think he's really happy with this woman, Bettina. I'm happy to see it. I really am. But Eric Trump would demolish him. And then Laura Trump, you guys know she does like the CrossFit thing. I mean, I think she could beat up Eric, to be honest with you, if she really wanted to. But you know what? If he's accepted it, just think, Laura Trump, she would love to help Eric get in shape for a fight. So anyways, Hunter, I don't know what you're doing, but please stop. All right? Look, I say this as a friend that doesn't know you. Please stop. I got Raymond in Rosedale. Raymond, did you want to weigh in on the Apple Store leaving Towson?
Yes, I did. And it's the same, these policies that the current Democrats are doing have caused all these problems. People move from a bad area and think they can make go to a place where it's nice, but they take their bad attitude with them.
Yeah, they do.
But destroying the communities.
Yeah, they do. A lot of people have said, Raymond, you're right there in Rosedale. Because I see it sometimes even on Pulaski Highway. It's like Baltimore City, like the nonsense kind of creeps down into the county.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on that one. Because, you know, I see it.
Can I ask you one more thing before?
Yeah, of course.
There was an ad that I think you had on radio. I,
You there?
The senior care for seniors at home, nursing care and all that.
Oh, you know what? Raymond, I know this sounds awful, but I don't know. I don't listen to a ton of the ads during the commercial break. But I can ask somebody, and if I find out, I can announce it on the air. Does that work?
Oh, okay. Yes, and the thing that gets me is I like Towson, and I go there a lot for to get my computer my computer and my phone checked and things like that. And I like the places. I like to go in there and eat.
Yeah.
But sometimes when it gets a little noise and the kids get rowdy in there, it kind of scares me because I'm afraid to be knocked down or beaten up by somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Raymond, those fears are warranted.
My wife downtown anymore. We used to go across town when she picked me up, and we would stop at one of the stores to get ice cream or snow balls. But the folks are hanging out there selling drugs. No, we can't stop over here anymore because it's getting a little bit too dangerous. And no sooner than I got that out of my mouth, we had driven away, and somebody got shot there.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, this is going to happen in Towson if it doesn't stop.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's happening for sure. It's going to get worse. Raymond, thank you so much. And then during this commercial break, I'll go ask someone real quick. And then hopefully I can say it before we go today. Have a great weekend to you.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. I got some text messages coming in on this as well. I'm going to read some of your text messages. There's a couple of text messages that said, I live in Harford County. And so far, so good. But things could get a little scarier. And I'm worried about that. Let's see. Russell says, Kim, don't think we have to worry about Joe Biden or Hunter Biden relapsing. I'm not worried about it. I just, you know, he's got kids. You know, it's just like you don't want to see that for somebody. You know, even if you disagree with them on practically everything, you don't want to see people struggling with abuse. You just don't want to see it. All right, I have this little story to share with you, and it's a very sad story. And I'm sharing it because we talked about the cremation service that we saw here for pets in the Baltimore region. And we talked about the fact that the guy that was running the cremation service, he was pretending to cremate pets. It sounds like he didn't actually have the equipment to do so, but he was then piling the dead pets in his car. He was burying them out back, and then he was giving like fake ashes to the pet owners. And it was absolutely disgusting. I was disgusted. I know you guys were disgusted. Well, what if I tell you that there was a woman in Charles County and so many other families in Charles County that dealt with the same thing? They're going through this now. But it's not with pets. It's with their own family members, their own loved ones. This woman was interviewed in Charles County. She lost her 8-year-old son to brain cancer. I can't even imagine that kind of pain. Well, she's now dealing with a situation where she wasn't actually given her son's remains. Take a listen.
You have to go through this watching your child die in front of you and then get this type of news. It's a lot.
Well, I've got a brutally sad update to a story we've been following for more than a year now. It has to do with the Heavenbound Crematorium in Charles County. That is the place where investigators found a non-functioning cremation chamber, bodies stacked and decomposing. They even found human remains, it's alleged, stored in bags in the owner's home garage. Well, I just finished talking to a woman. Her name is Michelle Bivens, and she lost her 8-year-old son, Jabril, to brain cancer back in 2024. She went to a funeral home. The funeral home had a contract with Heaven Bound. And eventually she was given a bag of what she was told were her little boy's cremains, his ashes. Well, her attorney has now gotten a report back from an expert, an anthropologist, on what was in that bag. Listen to what the attorney says.
When he tested the remains, he came back with a 27-page report, which determined that there were no bone fragments in the remains she was given. And he compared it to the actual human remains, and he discovered that it was reasonably certain that what she was provided, which we don't know at this point what they are, but what we know is that they aren't human remains.
And now listen to what Michelle Bivens says about how that news has impacted her.
to find this out. I mean, I don't know who my son is. You have to go through this watching your child die in front of you and then to get this type of news. It's a lot.
As for Heaven Bound, it was shut down, and the owners, Rosa and Brandon Williams, are facing criminal charges in Charles County related to theft. At this point, they are misdemeanors. But this family and their attorney are hoping that somehow or another those charges can be elevated. That case due to go to trial in May.
All right. So many of you guys know from Accokeek, Maryland originally. So right down there in Charles County, that's right by where, you know, my parents lived in Accokeek, and still have many friends and families down there. And so when I saw this, because I do try to keep up with the news in Charles County every now and again, and I saw this, I thought, first of all, how is this not a national headline? Secondly, I almost started tearing up there because the mother, as you can hear, her 8-year-old son who passed from brain cancer, she has no idea even where he is right now. They can't even get that answer. I can't imagine what she's going through, but I wanted to just ask that we keep not just Michelle in your prayers, but all of the families that had some kind of dealing with this crematory in Charles County. Very, very sick situation. But when it goes to trial in May, you best believe I'll follow it and I'll update you. But my heart breaks for those families. All right, coming up next, Raymond in Rosedale, I haven't forgotten about you. I'm going to go ahead and run out of the studio here and try to get an answer on the ad that you heard. And then also, I just wanted to share with you a couple of small stories. And then John Myrick and Bernie Flowers, they have a message for you about some work that they'll be doing in West Baltimore. Stay right there.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Dr. Lairfield here. The year has changed. How about your smile? At the Smile Design Center, we can help. We have cosmetic veneers and professional whitening to give your smile a clean and attractive look everybody will notice. And when my patients tell me they love their new smile, it's one of the perks of my job. Call me at the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. By the grace of God, it is finally Friday. We'll see if the fragile truce continues between the U.S. and Iran. Also, the unusual suspects, Mary Walter from the Daily Signal, Tony Kinnon, and from Hollywood and Toto, Christian Toto.
Who is your daddy?
You're my daddy.
Who's your daddy?
I'm your dad.
Oh, yeah. Who's your daddy?
No, I am your father.
What the hell is that?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know what? I think I missed my calling. I should have been a DJ. That's it. No, I'm just kidding. Just joshing ya. I love being here at WCBM. And thank you for joining me every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, sometimes I do check in to see if we're getting more listeners, more followers. And, you know, we're on the up and up. So thank you so much. Make sure you tell all your friends and family members about the show. You know, next week on Tuesday, we'll have Allison Healy on the show. You know, she's a state's attorney in Harford County. Of course, I want to talk to her about the Community Trust Act. I want to talk to her about the juvenile charging bill that was just signed, or passed, I should say. Still needs to be signed by Governor Wes Moore. So lots to talk to Allison about on Tuesday. And, of course, we'll check in with Doug and Kathy Schlega and Doug and Ryan and Rocky on Monday. All right. So great show planned for you already coming up next week. And I wanted to say, Raymond in Rosedale, it is Wesley Secure Care. Shout out to Andy, who got us the information here. That is a company where they actually come to your home. And I think that's what you were talking about. And I know, you know, because we've talked so many times that you are currently on dialysis. So it's WesleySecureCare.org, W-E-S-L-E-Y, SecureCare.org. So go ahead and check them out. And that most likely is the ad that you heard. All right, a couple of different things here. One, did you guys see Pam Bondi? Because she's no longer the attorney general, she will not face any questions regarding Epstein or the files going forward. Just making sure you guys saw that, because, you know, I you know, we talked about when she was first, you know, questioned by Congress, and that went not so well. And remember, she was like, what do you mean? Remember, she started talking about, you know, the market and, you know, train stocks. And we were like, wait a minute, what? What does this have to do with Epstein? Well, anyways, it looks like she will not face any questions from Congress when they get back from recess and they begin to conduct these congressional hearings. So Pam Bondi is not going to be on the list. I also saw, I don't know if you guys saw this, there's a bus driver in Lynchburg, Virginia. She was arrested for strangling a student on the bus. I don't condone any types of violence. However, I would love to hear her side of the story. I want to hear her side of the story. I do. Apparently this kid has gotten in trouble time and time again. And you know what? There's lots of kids out there where their parents don't do anything about them. I hate those kind of kids. And I hate those parents. Anyways, so the bus driver was arrested in Lynchburg, Virginia. At the end of the day, you can't put your hands on other people's kids. You can't do that. I know. But you can't do it. But it sounds to me like that bus driver was just fed up. I can't even imagine what it's like to drive these kids on a bus. Right? In the classroom is already like hell. Could you imagine trying to drive them around in a small area? It's like a bunch of jumping jacks behind you. I can't even imagine it. Anyways, real quick, April 18th, so next Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., you've got John Myrick and Bernie Flowers. They'll be hosting an event at the Simmons Memorial Baptist Church in Penn North, conducting voter registration. So they're looking for volunteers. And then, of course, if you want to go out and help, you can do so. Again, that's John Myrick and Bernie Flowers. And thank you both for doing that. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And thank you all for tuning in. I'll talk to you on Monday at 9 a.m.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shira Youssefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shira Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shira Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shira Youssefi. Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
This is the right choice for Maryland.